Blog Talk Radio.
April 14th, and tonight we are going to talk about everything, soaps, primetime, everything, and tonight we are going to have a good night and just all give our opinions and our views on what is going on. And my co-host tonight is Bridget Bessie's, probably on her way, and Terry will be here in a second because, well, after her class. So I'm going to bring on the first caller, and let's have a good show, you guys. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hey, who's this?
Hey. So I found my computer didn't die, finally, at least for right now, so I thought I'd call in.
Oh, hi, Heather. Okay. Yeah, how have you been?
Good. Today was the longest day of my life.
You know, I think one day, nights, no matter what. Hi, Jason and Liz Forever. Hi, Liz fan, Ronnie, Smokey, Bridget.
By the way, that Ronnie love is me.
Oh God, now I feel stupid.
I can't. No, it's okay. I just changed my name when I was at Ryan's show because I decided that I didn't want it to be Drew Garrett Love anymore because he's, like, not even on the show. So I was like, what's the point?
Did Ryan mention anything? No. Anything interesting?
Did he mention anything about what?
Well, Ryan and I kind of had it out on Twitter the other day.
Oh, no.
So,
he just talked about how it was kind of weird that the new Morgan didn't premiere today because he was supposed to, and that those scenes with Elizabeth and that cancer patient were supposed to air on Friday, but they moved them to today, which doesn't make sense how they could do that, but...
Oh, I'm going to bring on Bridget on the line, too, okay?
Okay.
Hey, you have my co-host for tonight.
Hello, ladies.
Hey. So, yeah, like I was telling Heather, I could not control my rage. And, yeah, okay, and, oh, I'm going to bring on Shirley. And, yeah, okay, crap. Hey, Shirley.
Hi, Carly. How you doing?
Yay, I got a wife. Sorry, I'm just proud of myself that I got a wife for one. No, like I was telling everyone, I cannot keep my mouth shut. I try so hard, you guys, but this...
Oh, Carly, what did you do? What did you do now? Oh, jeez.
Okay, you know what? I'm just... Heather, just so you know, I'm not picking on anyone. I'm just angry.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Ryan in the Zone radio said the most idiotic thing yesterday on Twitter. And something about, Jason should not take the fall for Sonny, blah, blah, blah. And I'm thinking, you know what? Yes, he should, because taking the fall for Sonny will get Sam out of the way.
Desperate times, desperate measures.
Yeah,
Carly, do you really want? I mean, what Jason is doing? That's typical Jason, because apparently that's how he feels about himself and his life. You
it's
know?
Not the
well,
first it's, time he tried to go to prison for Sonny, so he'll do it, do it, and do it. Hey, Shirley. He'll do it over and over again for those guys.
Yeah.
He'll never stop.
Well, you know, but the thing is, what I was saying was one, Jason, one to zero. Then you don't have to be Neil, the little puppy dog person. I thought it was better calling her a puppy than what I originally wanted to call her. So really, I was just trying to, be nice, but not, be sweet, because that's, Heather?
Yes?
Did you want to say something about Sam? Because you said something
in the room. Oh, I just said it in the room because you guys were talking. I didn't want to interrupt you.
Okay, Heather, if you feel the need to jump in, just say excuse me and we will, get to you. But, yeah.
Sam just drove me crazy. Like, she needs to realize... that forever, before she was even a character on the show, that Michael and, Morgan wasn't even born yet, but that all of them will always come before her, before Sam. And she needs to get over and stop whining like a little bitch that she is.
Yeah. Go, Heather, go.
Her true colors came out today.
Yes.
That's the Sam we all know and hate because she's doing all about me. First it was Jake,
right.
Trying
yeah,
to throw Jake in his face, trying to throw everybody else in his face, and then, me. Well,
Yeah, and then bringing up Jake, I'm like, what does he have to do with it? Like, it's Lucky's kid, okay? Well, to Jake, Lucky's his father. So Sam bringing it up, it just makes it seem so pointless.
Well,
but, apparently Jason didn't go for it. Apparently, I mean, she threw out everything at him, and apparently he still feels that he has to go to jail. I mean, I didn't watch the show, but I was
reading.
Apparently, he still feels that that's what he should be doing. That's his job, you know.
He'll always be loyal to Sonny and his family. That is the bottom line.
That's
it will
have to be something catastrophic for him to ever leave Sonny.
You know what, but if he was together with Liz, I think it would be totally different. But he doesn't love Sam. Sam was an afterthought.
But the thing is, it didn't. Liz wasn't there either. She wanted him to leave, and he told her no. He left her for Michael. He's going to do it. That's just how Jason is. Sonny and his brood come first and foremost, and they always will.
And it's terrible because that's how they apparently write him. They want him to be this dark and sad person who's always maybe on the cusp of getting his life, and then here's something that happens with Sonny or Carly or Michael or everybody but the person that he should be mostly concerned with, and that's himself and trying to get his own freaking life together, But apparently that's not the way it is. They just didn't write him like that, and that's a sad thing, because if this is it, that means that Jason is always going to be like that. I mean, there is no room for growth or nothing. He's always going to be this way. That's the sad part about it.
And Guza won't domesticate him.
That's so bad.
Mob all the time. That's all Guza wants is mob, angst. There's no love whatsoever in GH. It's all.
I'm just going to be the optimist here and thinking we are finally going to see Zaytam break. And, I know this sounds mean, but I just want that other camp to feel what we felt. You know, they want to complain that they got 1 minute or 2 minutes a scene. They get 2 minutes or 3 minutes, every week, almost 3 days a week, okay? We never got that. We got like a month or two. Oh. That was weird. I just thought, I think he wanted to go because he doesn't love Sam. He's volunteering a life of solitude instead of Sam. I thought we had another call and we don't. But no, I just thought today was, which I haven't seen him with, Sam was crying, and That's almost a bonus for me.
She was crying.
Sam was having a temper tantrum. She is Sam. It's all about Sam.
I know.
Yeah.
Anything and everything, it's got to be about her.
So is he trying to soothe her at all, Carly? Carly or...
He told her.
I
don't think so.
No.
He just said, I got to do what I got to do. He said there's no way around it.
Oh, boy.
He never hugged on her. He never kissed her, nothing. He just told her what was going on. She cried her little fit, tried to pour out all of the crap she was spewing, and he left her. He walked out the door. Never hugged her. He hugged her when he walked through the door, but he never hugged her.
Okay, let's maybe get to it. So Bafa, that doesn't, get people crazy. I am mad at EJ right now. I want EJ DeMille to go off some cliff. Because, to say, oh, it's okay, well, Stefano will be around the grandkids. Even though he's being blackmailed, come on, Sammy, wake up.
Stefano has EJ by his balls.
Oh, we have another call.
Yanking them like a
dream. Yeah, 704, you're on
there. Good for him, Sammy will eventually.
Hi, what's your name?
I'm Susan.
Hi, Susan. This is the first time you called in.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not big on calling in radio shows.
Oh, well, we don't think of ourselves as a radio show. We think of ourselves as,
No,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah. Oh, go.
Actually, I wanted to comment on the fact that Jason is played as being a really sad character. His character is written that way. And, I mean, the only time he ever has a true light in that, in his character is when he's written with Liz. I mean,
yeah.
He's kind of written as in a gray area.
Right.
And then when Liz comes in, she brings in this color to his world.
Exactly.
Mm,
exactly.
I have a question for you. So you're a Jason and Liz fan, I take it.
Yeah, I'm more of a Liz fan than I am a Jason fan, but when you put them together, I'm a major Liz fan.
Sorry, I just like the whole saying Isaacs. I don't know why, but yeah. But no, I agree with you. Some people can see Sam to close finally. In a way, it's kind of nice, and it's sort of nice that the other fan group are mad at Sam for not breaking up with Jason. It's like a little ironic thing. You know, that couple wanted them together so bad, but now they are pissing a fit, which I find kind of amusing.
And now,
Sam together. I don't dislike the character of Sam, and I don't dislike the character of Jason. But I think when they put those two characters together, they are totally boring. I mean,
mm-hmm.
Jason literally kills her character. I'm not a Kelly fan big time, but I think that when she was paired with Greg Vaughn, the two of them brought out something in each other.
There was a lot of potential with them that they would actually wrote for them.
They never had with anybody else.
They could have been good PIs together. They could have done cases and their own adventure stuff.
Yeah, I just think those two actors worked well together.
They had very good chemistry. You're absolutely right, Susan. You're absolutely right.
But when you put Jason and Sam together, their characters are so much alike that they're absolutely boring. There is nowhere for them to go. There's no growth in it.
Mm-hmm.
And this redo is, you watch it and it's like, are they supposed to be a couple? Are they supposed to be what? Supposed to be here?
Okay,
right.
In my opinion, they are a couple that just bangs each other every once in a while. And you know what? Please, no, hate me or what I'm about to say, people. But Sam follows Jason wherever. I mean, you know, see, I got my self-respect back. No, you didn't, because
where was
your
self-respect today? She didn't have any self-respect today when she was crying at him and whining at him.
She sounds so pathetic now. I mean,
they don't play her as having any self-respect. I mean, good grief, look at the clothes she wears.
I'm
in my 30s. I'm not walking around in clothes that look like that. I'm sorry.
That's her character, though. You see, I
understand that, but, you know, with age, you kind of tend to, you know, grow a little bit. They write Sam's character as being like, she has no self-respect.
Mm-hmm.
The only time I've ever seen her character show self-respect was with Greg Vaughn's Lucky.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like I said, when they put her and Jason together, it just, what are they supposed to be? Because her character, one of them, whichever one it is, has to lose all their flavor to their character for them to be together. That's just the way it is. She either has to be following him around, or he has to be like
She's wallpaper.
Lord.
She's his coffee go-getter. She's his
sex buddy.
Yep, pretty much it. That's it. There's no relationship whatsoever in that. They're not a couple. They're
I don't even understand. That's what I'm saying. I don't even understand how anybody can look at that relationship and say that they. It's like when you go online, their fans aren't happy because they don't see anything that we're.
Either.
They're not seeing any more than we are.
So
they're, you know, they're seeing.
For this couple, and they're not getting what they wanted.
Right.
Because Guza doesn't like this couple. He may say all the stuff he wants in those magazines, but he does not write for this couple.
No.
You could see how on the show. He hates Sam. I don't think he likes Sam's character one bit.
Yeah.
Just by
the way, to be honest, as far as Gaza's concerned, he is burnt out. I have never seen a show where you can actually quote the lines. Because you've heard them 100 times. It's like, are you saving paper or what? Are we saving paper on scripts?
The thing is, they don't remember what they've written before. That's why.
Yes.
They
well, maybe they should watch the show.
Well, they don't remember 2 weeks from what they've written. So it's just like...
But you know what?
I mean, we had Jason holding the pee stick for Carly twice.
Oh, okay. You guys, hold on. There's another call. Yay.
Hello?
Hey.
Hello? I can only stay on for a couple minutes, so. Yeah, I'm just on my break. I'm going to go finish my pizza that I heard had earlier, so.
Hi, Carrie.
Oh, hi. How are you guys?
Hi, Carrie.
Hello. Hi, Bridget.
We had a nice little chat on Facebook the other night.
Didn't we? I know. That was like really nice. I know.
I was so debilitated, but it's not.
She was there, too. She was, like, talking to me through. I was talking, you know, she was telling me sometimes what to say to you on there, so. So was Jenna Hospital good today? I heard it was good today because Sam had
Sam's True Colors came out today.
Oh, my gosh.
The real Sam came out.
You know what? You know, I was like, you know, she's just throwing it. Elizabeth would never do that. She would, you know, she wouldn't have to do that. You know, she'd understand why he was doing it for.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
She'd talk with him about it. She would throw all the stuff at him.
I know. And
they'd have an actual discussion and figure out what to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about Sam. Sam.
I know.
You know what? You know, it's sad because even when they do so-called have their so-called talks, if it's, you know, Jason having some kind of problem, then, you know, Sam, is she listens, and it's all about Jason. You know what I'm saying?
So
and
what
then
exactly?
The next day, then it's all about Sam.
I know.
You know, so
I know.
Like you can see these two people are just, you know, wallpaper, you know, themselves, because there is no real connection there.
There's
no
discussion there. There's no talking.
Yeah, exactly, and I just don't, she's just his puppy.
Wallpaper? Yeah, puppy!
You know, his puppy, his little puppy, she needs to go out and get a new master.
Gopher. Go for coffee, go for beer, go for this.
I finally watched a couple of their scenes, and I saw them when he was patting her on the back.
Wasn't that
so ludicrous? I mean, and
that exudes love, doesn't it, Shirley? The old pat on the back just it overflows with love, I tell you.
I mean, you know, even with the 3 seconds Jason and Liz had, you could feel the love.
You could
tell, yeah.
I know.
Well, they don't even have to even connect. They don't have to talk. They can just be in the same room.
The
attraction between the couple shows.
Is awesome, right?
Their breakup scene, even when they broke up, you could see the love that they had for each other just by them looking at each other without saying anything. You know, that
wasn't
they didn't want.
Today is supposed to be when she breaks up with him, or is it tomorrow? Was it there a spoiler saying she's supposed to break up tomorrow?
It's on the 16th.
Tomorrow. Oh, the 16th.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to go now.
Okay,
I'll
are you
going to
come back later on?
Yeah, I'll call right when I get out. Sure.
Okay.
Bye.
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 Oh, Susan?
Yes.
Okay, good. Well, I'm lousy in names sometimes, though. Besides, you know, all anger with General Hospital, is there any other soaps you watch?
No, that's the funny thing. I don't even really watch TV. So, Liz and Jason are the only reasons why I watched General Hospital.
Wow. Oh, okay, well.
Something.
Now, I
that
started,
is,
I can't say that they were the only reason I ever watched General Hospital.
Well, yeah.
I started watching General Hospital when my sister started it when I was like six, way back when.
You too? You were that young too? Oh, yeah, me too. Wow.
Yeah, I had no interest in General Hospital when I started watching it. It was just that Scooby-Doo came on afterwards, and I had to watch it to get to the Scooby-Doo.
Oh, wow.
But I watched all the way through the 80s and everything, and I loved several couples, but none the way I loved Liaison.
Mm-hmm.
They just, there's something about that couple that just pulls you in.
I know.
They never write for them.
Everybody says the same thing. I mean, and that's not just on General Hospital. That's on other soaps where I have seen couples. It's just something about them that is so special and so real. And that is so rare. And if GH had any brains, you know, they would really capitalize on this. I mean, what an awesome chemistry these two actors have.
I actually wonder if, well, the way I see the way I look at it is, and this is really what I think that what they're doing is writing Elizabeth as the love of Jason's life, but Jason is written in this dark genre. Here, and if he's ever with Elizabeth and the kids, then he's happy and he's no longer dark. So they have to keep him in this other plane. It's almost like, I don't know if you ever watched Buffy the Vampire Slayer with Buffy. The vampire that she was in love with, I can't even remember his name, but they could never be together because it would make him bad.
Yeah, it was Angel.
I watched it a couple of times, knew kind of what was going on, but kind of that's the way I kind of think that he writes Jason as Liz is the love of his life. And there's a couple of things that you can go back to that Jason is like says, she would make me happy.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
You know, the
that's
one where he kills Carly.
That's his dream. That's his dream family that, you know, that will never be, but that's his dream nonetheless. But you know, what is so sad, I had heard Steve say that a couple of TAs, like, yeah, you know, he would like to have a family. I mean, he would, you know, like things to be different, a little different.
Well,
because I personally think that he's getting kind of tired of this. I mean,
he's going to be in a walker and do be in the mob enforcement.
That is so funny.
It's sad. I mean, you have to, you know, spread your wings.
Old folks home doing it from the chair.
To be honest, the way they're writing the show, I have to wonder why the actors haven't just, like, totally revolted because they're all saying the same lines. There's no growth for anybody. They're just stuck there.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, how many times has Liz been pregnant exactly on the show? And I'm not knocking that they wrote the end.
Three or four times, right? Four times.
She
lose the baby? She carried a baby for
she had two.
Courtney or something?
Yeah,
she lost two babies.
Mm-hmm.
Had two babies, and now she's pregnant again. That's five times.
Which is utterly ridiculous.
To be honest, they had an amazing setup to really do something totally different with the show a couple weeks back when they set up. They had this setup for Christine is already kind of showing stalker tendencies. and Sam and Ethan were on the same lines. They had this great story that could have been told there where Ethan and Sam got together and Christy started stalking them, which would have set a whole new line for all three, well, actually that whole group of characters. Mm-hmm. And then to have Jason actually go to jail for Sunny for a while, for a few weeks, while Liz ends up being taken by Helena.
Mm-hmm.
And then not actually show which paternity test is right.
Right.
And then have Helena take off with the baby. So here, and Liz think the baby was dead. So
right.
Here you have all these different things going on. They had such a great setup that could have went so many different ways and brought in so many characters, and yet they did the same thing they always do.
You
I
see,
was like, what?
Before that to happen, you have to have talented writers. You
exactly.
Know, talented writers, you know. To, I mean, these writers are either they are lazy or
stupid.
Or stupid.
Well, they should have just let the scab writers finish their story.
Yeah, they were so much
lot
better.
They were so much better than Guza or any of them ever will.
Right.
Way back when.
I honestly
now,
think
you know,
Gaza
now people
is just
are
burnt
saying,
out.
I was reading where the writing seems to be getting better. You've got a couple of new writers on the show.
Yep.
One is female and the other one is a male. They even had his name down. I was reading it on RTN. And they feel that that the writing is better because of this guy. You know, I guess for whatever characters he's writing for, but everyone seems to think that the writing seems to be a little better.
Well, in all fairness, the writing for Elizabeth's character has been really good. I mean,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like the storyline,
mm-hmm.
but the writing for her character is really good.
Mm-hmm.
And the writing for Lucky's character, even though I absolutely hate the fact that they are trying to ignore an entire 10 years of JJ being off the show.
Thank you. Oh my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody else is saying that.
I keep wondering what exactly they thought because, I mean, here they have to understand that we're not watching the actor, we're watching the character on the show.
Exactly.
And what they have done is they have just missed 10 years of the character being on the show and taking him back to the day after the fire. And you're going,
they gave
like,
him a clean
that
slate.
Doesn't work.
Mm-hmm. No, it doesn't.
You know,
it's like they gave him a clean slate on the character.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
He has no faults now.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going, who are you? Where is Lucky? Because, you know, Lucky was on the show. Even though you weren't, Lucky was on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you're going, you know, what happened to this character? Because some of the best writing for Lucky that ever happened was in 2006, during his bout with drugs.
Yep.
I mean, really.
Yep.
Greg Vaughn
yep.
did an outstanding job. Now, I'm not saying he's a better actor than JJ because I actually think that JJ is the best Lucky we've ever had. I mean, the character was written for him. It's just he's that good at that character. But the character has changed, and they need to change with it.
Yeah, they need to evolve it a little because, you know, forgetting what Lucky has done or whatever, or what even the Lucky character, you know, has been through, it's like, okay, that's a slap in the face with you know, the Lucky fan, not maybe the Jonathan Jackson fan as well, but the whole Lucky character in itself.
See, I used to be a Lucky fan, and I can't stand Lucky now.
And the thing is, where did this bromance between Jason and Lucky start, too?
Last time I checked,
it goes right back to 10 years of dismissing him.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know, it's
they
true.
Were
you
friends
know,
back then, but, you know, but then after the fire was a whole new ball game.
You know,
yeah.
So then, oh, my God, I love how you, I mean, you are thinking the same, on the same line as we are, and, you know, I mean, with Lucky, it's like, okay, come on, you got to be keeming to this white wasp, this character, the way they are doing it. It's very, very sad, you know,
it
to do
sad.
That.
It's sad, and it's lazy writing. It's like, it's like, that's the reason why I keep wondering. I'm like, are you trying to save on scripts? I don't know. I mean, are we saving money from paperback?
Right.
yeah. Oh, Susan, are you on Twitter?
I beg your pardon?
Did you have a Twitter account? This, I mean, if you did,
yeah, I'm on, I do have Twitter. Liz Fan actually on your
okay,
Twitter.
Okay, I just, you know, wanted to make, so, no, I just thought, and why is making me mad? I'm so silly and busy know where this is going. For them to put Maxie and Lucky together, wait a moment, you're not going to do this. You're not going to break Spinelli's heart like this, people. You're not going to break my heart. You know, all day on Twitter, they go, Lucky and Maxie, May could be a really good next couple. Wait a moment, you guys, there's Spinelli. And don't forget that, people, because, you know, Lucky and Maxie, okay, I want to buff at that couple. I mean, you know, that couple could help Jason and Liz, but, you know, it feels like I'm sacrificing Maxie and Spinelli with Jason and Liz, and I'm just mad that, you know, we cannot find someone else for Lucky. Sorry, I'm done ranting.
Yeah,
but
the thing is, they'll put her wherever they want to put her, so it's
right.
Not
I
us.
Know.
You know?
To be honest,
so
I'm not
they're
going to
put her with anybody that they think has chemistry with her. Because next week she tells Jason that Spinelli is not her forever man. I'm sorry to tell you, honey. Sorry to break it to you. But
I don't
okay,
really believe
Carly?
That Spinelli
no,
is going to stay on the show, though.
They're in by the summer, so I'm sorry. You're just going to
have a question.
Let the rest
yes.
Of
yes.
Who
Susan.
All believes that Spinelli is going to be on the show next year?
Okay.
I don't.
Okay,
I don't
you know
think
what?
So either. I don't think he. I don't think he's going to be there next year. I had heard that he was leaving. That he had other, you know, other things on the side or something. But I heard that months and months ago.
It's not even that. I just don't think that. I think that the character was a novelty when he came on, but
yeah.
I don't think that.
Yeah, I don't think he's a long-term player.
Soap hero.
Yeah, I don't think he'll be a long soaper.
I honestly think that Bradford Anderson will go on to be a much bigger star than anything that he could be on soaps. He
oh,
is a
yeah,
good
well,
actor.
Well, anybody
I don't think Kelly Monaco will be here much longer either. I'll be very
yeah.
surprised if she resigns.
Where else
I will be
to
totally shocked if she leaves.
Got 3 months left on her contract.
Where else is she going? Who else wants
yeah.
her?
Yeah.
That's my point.
She can't
when
act.
She came
I'm
on.
Sorry, she can't act.
Now I don't
she can't be happy
agree.
With her, right? She can't be happy the way she's been written.
No, I don't think she is happy with the way
she's
been written.
Because I've heard she's had lots of temper tantrums over this.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but my,
you know, I don't
my
think she'll last
Kelly Monaco
much longer.
Is when she first came on. She had such potential, and she was a really good actress. But it's like when she got on, when she first came on, she really did a good, from my standpoint, I thought she did a really good job. But it was like she bought into the hype, and it's like the minute she bought into the hype, it was like, oh, well, I don't really need to work at this. And you can't get that mentality. I mean, you don't. Every new story has to have more of your who you are to be an actor. You have to add yourself in. And I don't see that she is even trying anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So
Well, poor Steve, he was trying to work with her, you know, in the green room. I mean, they would go over lines and things. And she was trying to get better at it. But to me personally, I know everyone has their own opinion. I never found her to be a good actress. I just didn't. I mean, she doesn't have the background, you know. She started doing Mags, and then she was doing Vegas, and she did a couple of nudie things. To me, she was the kind of woman who at one time I thought was very very attractive, but even that's getting lost because she's a girl that parties. But I think she feels that she can get over on her looks and her sex appeal. So
I don't think she has looks anymore.
Oh, she looks so bad.
That's what I was saying.
She is gonna the way she's going.
Girl, and you can, yep. You can see it now.
She used to be really cute.
She's got bags where
bags
should be.
She looks like 5 miles of bad road. I'm sorry. I don't even hardly watch the show anymore. And I was flipping and seeing, and I was looking at her going, my goodness, she looks like she aged 10 years.
Thank you.
Everybody says that. Yeah.
It's like, what has she been doing?
Hanging out.
Well, she's been hanging out a lot.
That's what she does, you know.
Her face is a roadmap right now.
Yeah, it is.
Well, and I think that TNA show really screwed her up. She made a poor choice with that tit and butt show she did. The peep show.
Oh, okay.
She ruined herself when she did that.
Yeah.
Well, I seen a review on that, and it was not kind.
Yeah.
Oh, it wasn't? Oh, okay.
Well, actually, they didn't really make too much over her.
They basically said that she was, the review that I seen on it was called her stiff, and basically said that all the other dancers were moving around her, and they basically walked her around the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Which pretty much, I mean, that's paraphrasing from what they said, but that's pretty much what they said.
Mm-hmm.
They said that Mel V was
the show.
She was the
good,
show.
But that Kelly Monaco was stiff, and I'm like, but then again, I mean, everything she's done has been more hype than anything.
Oh, yeah. She's the attention getter. She likes the attention.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, you can't live off of, well, if you're Paris Hilton, you can live off attention, maybe, but we're not talking Paris Hilton here.
Oh, yeah. True.
I mean, I don't have much use for her either, but.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. oh, boy.
You know, with me, that Sam character never was any of my favorite, and I'm an idiot that voted for her on Dancing with the Stars. And no, I cannot forgive myself for making a stupid judgment. You know, when it comes to who, it's like, do you really have to be on the screen today? Do you really have to be here? You don't fit in. You really don't fit in.
The show.
Well, she has no point to her character anymore.
Right, exactly.
Well, the thing is, when she's not on, the show actually flows.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I agree.
It actually is an enjoyable show to watch. When she's on, it just totally messes up the whole show.
She has no point. I mean, her character has no point anymore. She did it one time when she was playing a bad person in 2006. Her character had a point. But she has no point anymore. Anything that she does can be done with just a switch of character. Everything she says is just, it's just filler. It makes no sense. The pairing of her and Jason makes no sense. The whole thing is just, I mean, her character is written so just, and people call it wallpaper, but it really is. It's like, huh? What are you doing there? And you're going, why are you there? What is the point of you? Mm-hmm. And you know she can't be happy with that. But then again, I guess, you know,
she's the one who
with her
it.
Skills lately, she
yeah,
might
she
want
wanted,
to stay with that
she
particular
she's
character.
She's the one who wanted Jason back. She wanted the Jason and Sam back.
Mm-hmm.
And she cried and pissed and moaned to Franz, and Franz gave it to her. That's why Greg Vaughn's gone, because she threw Greg Vaughn under the bus.
Because
that was her mistake, because that was the best, that was really the best, the best pairing she had had on that show.
Exactly. Because she and Steve, I'm sorry, no way. No, I mean, maybe they have a little sex today, but as far as a romance, and they don't know how to do romance, and they call them a romantic couple? How can they? How could this be?
They've never been a romantic.
They don't have romance.
Been a romantic couple, not even the first go around. And I didn't even really mind them the first go around, because I'm one of those people who just hated, loathed, and despised Dortney. I personally thought I would have loved to throw that girl off the pier somewhere. I couldn't stand that couple. Never could stand that character. I only liked her with AJ after that. As far as
Okay.
She could have died.
Oh, yeah. You're talking about Courtney.
Courtney.
Yeah.
Courtney.
Okay. Yeah, She-Man.
So I was okay with Jason. And my sister, I live in a house where my sister and my daughter actually liked Jason.
Okay.
What?
They really did.
Oh,
and I am a liaison fan. It's ugly.
I think in your family it would be smart to not even talk about it, because, people have their own little opinion about both of the couples. And
my sister's a diehard Jason fan, and even she said, she's like, they're not working, they didn't need to be put back together. Mm. And that is from a diehard Jason fan.
Mm. Well, tell your sister that's
And your sister's not alone. A lot on DD, there's a lot of meltdown from J-Tank fans that they do. They're not happy. They want Jason to get, or Sam to get rid of him.
Well,
so they're turning on their couple. Yeah.
I feel that perhaps they felt they were going to have scenes the way Jason and Liz did. Although their scenes were brief, but their scenes were romantic, loving, sexy, and I guess they felt, well, we're going to have scenes like that. But then when they didn't, now they're pissed off,
Well, they actually tried to write those. I mean, they tried to actually give Jason the almost the exact scenes that Liaison had, but they couldn't pull it off.
Nope.
Because the pairing is not the same.
It's wrong.
The romance is not there.
No.
Kelly Monaco cannot do romance, not like that. She does sex appeal, but she doesn't do romance.
And that is one of the things Steve wanted in his so-called, big storyline. He wanted romance, because he said that in a mag. He wanted romance. So I said, okay, where is this romance? Because it's not going to be with Kelly. Because Kelly, I don't even think Kelly can do romance with anybody. I think she can do sex, but I just don't see her as being a...
You could see a bit of it with Lucky's character with Greg Vaughn.
It wasn't really romance with Lucky's character. It was sex.
It was sex. I just don't see her, being like a Liz, doing romance.
She does not do drama well. She does sex and she does adventure well. But she does not do drama well.
I'm not so sure about the adventure well either, because I've seen some things that she's done that make you want to say, what the hell happened there?
I mean, but where is
okay,
the...
Okay, I have to admit, the jumping out the window in her
outfit. Yeah.
That hooker outfit, I was thinking it was a Band-Aid.
Oh, my God. Even part was so laughable, I was, like, embarrassed for her. I mean, that whole scene was stupid.
It was stupid.
You know, I posted I was embarrassed for Kelly Monaco for what they made her wear on a regular basis, and I got totally slammed for it because...
Well,
why?
We were told she gets to pick her own outfits, so it's on her.
Right. Yeah, right.
Her outfits to wear on the
because show. I'm embarrassed for her. I don't care if she's embarrassed for herself. I'm embarrassed for her because... Some of those outfits are hideous. I mean, you need some help.
I know.
Just wear much more when she's in real life than she does on the show. So I don't think she's embarrassed at all.
I don't either.
According to an interview done with her, no, she does not have a problem with the nudity. And I'm
like, she doesn't. No, yeah.
Oh,
I
great.
She was a playboy bunny, of course.
Yeah,
she don't care.
She blotted it all out on the
But, but. That's right. But you guys, when the most 50 or most 100 beautiful playboy bunnies of all time was on the list, Kelly was off.
Yeah. Of course. Because Hugh Hefner loves blondes. That's why. You very rarely see brunette.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
All blonde.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I find it interesting that Hugh Hefner was really wanted Rebecca Hurst to do Playboy when he seen her.
You're kidding.
What?
Really?
Way back when, after she did the Hugh Hefner story, she played Barbie, he actually
sure
came
did.
On.
Oh, that's
sure
right.
Did. I had totally forgotten about that. She sure
and he really
did.
Wanted her to do Playboy. She did do a spread in Playboy, but she did not take off her clothes. She didn't
wow.
interview.
Oh, I didn't even know that she had done
you know
a
what?
Spread in Playboy.
Yeah,
really.
But you know what? For
she's
Becky
such
to
a
do.
Beautiful girl. She's
yeah.
A beautiful girl.
But for Becky to do a thing in the Playboy and not take her clothes off, come on. I mean, you can see, you know, I mean, you know, I don't default anyone for going and being in Playboy, but at least with Rebecca Hurst, it was sort of beautifully done.
Well, she's a classy girl, that's why.
She had on, she was fully covered.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, all parts of her were, you know, she had on short skirt, like a naughty top, but it covered everything. So, you know, I mean, you have to respect this woman who really, really is in, she's in Hollywood, and yet she does not strip off everything.
And
And
she's
I have total respect for that.
She's a class act.
Before I forget, because I've been forgetting a lot of things, because I've been staying up to 3 o'clock in the morning, cannot sleep. Okay. You too. I just wanted to touch on Days of Our Life really quick because I'm still, like, mad over the fact that about the whole EJ thing. He's a liar. I mean, I'm not going on Stefano's side, but wow. And the look on Sammy's face when she goes, you want the kid to stay well?
Sammy, she gets on my nerves.
Sammy'll never get a clue.
No, she's gonna be so upset sometimes.
That
you know what
is
being bad.
She's
Well, I'm on Team Stefano.
Oh my God!
I want him to sock it to EJ. Oh yeah, I'm on Team Stefano.
Susan.
Yes.
I know you don't watch soaps, but Days of Our Life is one of those bad even if you've never seen it, you could get hooked on it in like 10 minutes and know every character in about 30 minutes.
Well, I know who Sammy is. Does
that help?
I know who Sammy is.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, I didn't want you to feel, I didn't want you to feel left out of the conversation, so.
Oh, no, you're fine.
So, okay, Sully and Brother, I need you to help me with something. Okay, when Zustin and Adrian were together, clear back in the 90s,
yeah.
Did they have a kid together? Oh, because remember she could not get pregnant? Did anyone remember that? Anyone know that?
I was not watching Days back in the 90s. So I had no idea.
Boy, that's
Justin
so
and
I know.
I can't remember.
Okay. No, I was just
I don't
curious.
Know. They've never
I've watched
that
Days
again.
Off and on way back when, but
okay.
I'm drawing a blank on who Justin
yeah,
and
yeah,
wait, Justin and Adrian.
Yeah, Justin
yeah,
was Adrian a blonde?
Kiriakis.
Was Adrian a blonde and Justin?
Yes.
Yeah.
And Justin played on General Hospital is
yes,
yes
exactly.
Yeah, yes. Mhm.
Yep.
Okay. I know what couple you're talking about.
Okay.
But I don't remember them having kid having
I don't think
a child.
They would
I don't think they have. They don't talk about kids, so I don't think.
Yeah.
I don't think they had a kid.
Mm-hmm. And okay, my
asking about the child or something.
My other thing is, and I could not remember. Okay. Adrian was raped by her father, I guess, because Terry and I she's been YouTubing them, and so I'm, like, trying to remember all this, but it's hard, and I thought Adrian got raped by Victor. Was that Kimberly or Kayla?
Well, Kayla had, didn't Kayla have a storyline where she was a victim of rape or incest?
Yeah, I think
it was Kayla. But
okay.
Like I said, that was way back in the 90s. I did some watching of it. I was never a big Days fan.
Yeah, I didn't watch Days back then, too.
But you did the right?
Yeah, but I couldn't remember if it was Kim. I thought it was Kimberly that got raped.
Okay, well, see, that's what I could not remember. And,
but it's
I
been
was,
so long, my memory got... That's a
well,
long
I know.
Time.
Oh, and I don't know if I probably said this the last show, but yeah, Mary Beth Evans did sign on too for the Alice memorial thing. So Kimberly and Kayla are both coming back.
Yep.
But Steve is not because we all know where Steve is.
Where is that?
Oh, Pat?
Well, Young and the Restless.
He'll be on
Young,
because they won't let him get off of Young and the Restless.
Okay.
So they'll probably make an excuse that he's off somewhere or something, something.
Now, I'd really like to see him come back to General Hospital as
Stefan. Oh, is Stefan?
Yes.
Oh.
He was good. He was good.
He's also good on
Y&R though. Which is my favorite show. I love Y&R.
Okay. Y&R is still confusing me. I mean, I'm liking the story and everything, but you know what? Bringing Cela back, but not bringing Cela back is kind of like okay.
No, it's not Sheila. It's Sheila's sister. Sheila's sister did die.
Yeah, she had.
Yeah,
she had
is dead. Right.
Okay.
This is Sheila's sister. And then what is so funny? You know, now she's trying to take over Lauren's life. So we have Patty trying to take over M's life with Jack. I said, what is this show turning into? What is this? What is it? And now she came back. Or they think Lauren is back, but it's actually Sheila's sister.
Sarah,
right. Sarah Smythe, that's her name.
Wait, so Sheila
now,
has come back to take over Lauren's life?
No,
Sheila has a
sister. Sheila is dead. See, Sheila's sister came back because she is taking revenge on Lauren because she knows, you know, Lauren shot Sheila. You know, Lauren killed Sheila. And at that time, she was, it's a soap, so it gets all crazy.
Yeah.
It gets all crazy. But however,
yeah, it sounds like it's
now,
a repeat of Sheila and Lauren.
Yeah, well, you know, that's actually all soaps. You know, after a while, they all
a repeat.
I guess they sort of, you know, reach, you know, get like brain freeze or something. But it's gonna be funny because Michael made an appointment with a psychiatrist for Lauren because he feels Lauren has issues. And who is the psychiatrist?
Patty.
Oh, my God.
I was on the floor. I said, oh, my God. And here you have the two lookalikes meeting each other, the two nuts. I was on the floor. I cracked up. I said, this is going to be too silly.
Mm-hmm.
Too silly. Oh my God.
Okay,
I think Lauren and Janet are gonna wear down Ryder though.
Mm-hmm.
Either that or Abby's gonna find
them.
Because Abby's there.
When is the new Abby supposed to come on? Remember they recast?
Oh yeah, no, Abby. They're not changing Abby, are they?
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. With
thought they were changing Jack's. You know, Jack's
daughter.
Yeah.
Oh well, no, they are.
I don't mean Jack. I mean.
I know. No, they are changing Abby too, and someone from Guiding Light is going to be on it.
I have no idea. I don't know.
Oh my God! Okay, Drake and Lainey, what happened to Seamus fired with James from B&B? That was my question. You know, Drake and Lainey, I'm gonna have to look that up because I don't know. Brenda, do you know, or Silly?
Nope, I don't watch B&B.
I don't know. I was surprised she had twins. I mean, that came out of left field, like, way off. I don't know. I don't watch B&B, so I never really got into that when she was over in B&B. I think it died.
Okay.
Because of Lauren or something. I don't know. I can't remember. Because that's why she tried to take Lauren's child.
Okay.
But she had twins, so I don't know what her deal was. She's nuts.
She is very gay. Susan, so
yes.
Okay, I mentioned you were if there's another soap you want to get into is YNL. Yeah, YNL has been good, crazy good lately. And you know what? Okay, my TV thing said for Friday that Victoria is going to get arrested.
Yeah.
For this whole Adam thing.
Yeah. Mm.
You know what? They better just speak up and say, yeah, we were having sex when the bomb went off. I mean, if I was those two, I would just say it now and not go through the fact that, you know, I mean, I still think Adam is dead. But all the possibilities are out there, but I still think Patty is the one that did it.
Could be. But, you know, I thought I heard Nicholas say that that he's going to the cops and he's going to tell them everything. Was that common attractions or something? Because I didn't see.
Well, he was there. He was there when Victor punched Adam in the face and broke his
watch. Right,
and
right.
He was holding on to Adam, and that's how he got the blood before he disappeared when the lights went out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Or that's the story they cooked up.
Well, yeah, but I don't think Nick or Victor did it. I think somebody else did it.
Yeah, oh, no, yeah, I know, because
that's
too obvious.
Victoria was with, I mean,
Billy.
Yep. Right, Billy. So she couldn't have done. But I'm trying to figure out why would they arrest her? You know, what kind of evidence would they possibly have, you know, with Victoria? That's the part that I don't get. I don't understand.
Dragon Lady said the last actress who played Lizzie from Guiding Light will play Abby.
Yep.
So whoever Izzy was from Guiding Light.
Mm-hmm.
Or Lizzie.
Oh, and you know what? Yeah, okay. It's not
the last actress
the last,
who played Lizzie.
Yeah.
See, I don't know because I had stopped watching Guiding Light. Cause
yeah,
it
I'm not
so
familiar
stupid.
With Guiding
I stopped watching it, you know.
Oh, and then the twin babies are going to save Lily.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the baby's cells could save her life.
That's, mm-hmm.
Yes, but it could be dangerous for Mac and the babies.
Okay.
Yes. So, but I bet you that's why, because remember when What's-Her-Butt died and told Lily in her dream that she
yes,
would live?
She, yes, exactly.
To have babies? That's why.
Yep.
So her babies are going to
save
her
Lily.
Life.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yep, her cells. The baby's cells
wow.
are going to build up her cells in her immune system and save her. Yep. But it could be detrimental to the babies and Mac, so that could be a little angstier.
Yeah, well, I think that you know there'll be a little drama, but I think all will survive. But boy,
and what is with
she
Malcolm?
Getting big? Is she getting?
What?
You can see by her face.
Yeah,
you can see that she is huge.
And something's up with Malcolm. Malcolm is keeping a secret.
Yeah,
that's
what is
the problem? Yeah.
Is it Drusilla?
Problem?
I'm
that's
wondering
I'm
if Drusilla's coming back.
Is she really?
I don't know. I'm wondering.
I mean, too.
Malcolm
I love, very, I love
very,
Drew.
Very,
I love
oh,
Drew.
Dragon Lady says, Malcolm, do you think he was talking to Drew today on the phone? Well,
I think he was.
Okay.
I think there's somebody coming that they all know.
Really?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I thought you know at first I thought it was what you call its wife, the one that
yeah.
I said, well, maybe are they having an affair? I mean,
yeah,
you know,
but
there is some reason why he's back there and he hasn't said anything.
I would be surprised if they bring Drew back.
But but are they going to bring the original actress?
I don't
back?
Know, because I think she quit. I think she's done. I think she retired. I think she said in her last interview that she was done with soap.
Okay.
But still, that would be
well,
oh
that
my
doesn't
God.
Take
oh,
away
that, that would be awesome, though. That would be awesome.
Rocco.
That wouldn't technically mean she wouldn't come back because.
Oh, yeah.
JJ said the same thing about Lucky, and so did the
girl
who plays Robin.
Yeah.
Okay,
they both
Nicole.
Said they'd never come back.
Mm-hmm.
Well, never say never, and then there's a thing called a paycheck.
That's it, especially in these times.
Hello.
Mm-hmm.
But we're talking on the phone today. Something is up.
Yes, I think you're right. You guys are right.
That would be awesome, though, if her character came back.
Yeah.
I don't even like Ryan Orr.
Because they never found her body.
That's
no,
what I was
no,
just going to say.
No, they didn't.
So,
no, they didn't.
Yeah.
And you know how soaps go. You don't find a body.
Right.
They come back to life.
That's it.
Look at Greenlee. And I tell
that's
you what,
right.
I'm going to smack her upside the head. That
right.
girl
it,
get
there you go. There
face
you go.
Planet. She is one selfish little brat.
Oh, well, she's always been that way. And Jack pisses me off, you know, because he just gives in to her. Well, that's his daughter. I don't know, fathers are such suckers.
Yeah.
They're such suckers for their daughter, but she's a little biatch. She really is. I mean, oh, my God. She just want to smack her. I mean, I thought Erica was bad, but Greenlee, I'm on Team Erica. When
it's not worse this time, though. She is.
Yeah, she's
mm-hmm.
been well,
on my nerves.
Yeah, well, I guess she feels she's been, you know, people, you know, they really did her in. I mean, here's her best girlfriend. She's sleeping with her fiance, and she's sleeping with her fiance. mean, it's
just
really
Yes. I found you the thing on the website you wanted.
Oh, yeah. Just send me the link to the heart and hand. If you can send it to me, I'll give you my email address.
Oh, there's a fanfic on that site. Shirley, I think you will absolutely.
I know. That's why I want to get on there.
Crispy's fanfic. Oh, my God. Cover You or whatever it's called. Oh, that is so
I
good.
I have been reading some fanfics. I am a fanfic junkie. I'm
RTN's
kind of
low on their fanfics.
Huh?
Have you noticed that RTN's kind of low on their fanfics?
RTN gets on my nerves because you can read one or two chapters and then you don't see it anymore.
Well, you know what? A lot of people are pissed off with all more to know. Well, people are pissed off because, you know, it's not a Jason and Liz side anymore. It's Jason was saying everything mean. And a lot of people who are not even going there or post anything or, you know, because they got new management. And
you know, stuff happens, I think, to all these message boys. The same thing happened to the Canvas. And then I went to RTN, and now and like they're falling apart. So sooner or later, you're gonna have some idiots go on there, start some shit, and then it's gonna be the same thing over and over and over. But I was trying to find a good fanfic.
Have you tried Rambles?
Huh?
Rambles?
No.
You should try Rambles.
Ramble, R-A-M-B-L-E.
Yeah, she does Chasing Danger. That is an amazing fan fiction.
Really? Oh,
yeah, you
man.
Can find. I think she also posted on RTN, but
okay.
It's really good. It's really excellent.
I like The Boss's Lady. That one is a good one too. Over at Heart.
Yeah, I said I was going to read that, but
yeah,
I haven't read that
it's
yet. But
good.
I really like No More.
Didn't she
and
end it, though?
Huh?
I think she ended it.
Yes, it's over.
It's done now.
Yeah,
but I do.
I
like the other one, too, Silent Bond or Blood Bond. I like that one.
Yeah,
too.
I haven't read that yet. Yeah, I know some of the... But where do you find the old, you know, like the early chapters? Because I can't...
You go into the stacks in RTN. And it gives you all the
chapters. Early chapters.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
That's it. Hello, Carly.
Oh yeah, I was just letting you guys talk.
No. I just want to give you my email. So
okay.
You can send me that link as well. Okay.
Okay.
It's S. Hammond. That's HAMMOND.
Okay.
313@comcast.net.
Okay, I will send it hopefully tonight, but probably by tomorrow. So,
okay,
thanks,
Carly.
Yeah, no problem. So now, what was I going to say? Oh, isn't it time for the actress who played Lily to go on maternity leave? That's what someone
in
there.
Yeah, I think she's getting ready to go because as...
Probably when
as
they do
they,
that procedure, I bet.
Right, because that girl is big. And as they let her off the scene, I said, look at her. They were trying to hide her stomach, and you can tell by her face. Her face is
she's
huge.
Waddling.
She's waddling, man. They have to. I think they probably going straight to the hospital because that girl is huge. She is huge. She
Silly. And in the room, Brandy just said, "Heart in hand."
Deceived. Yep. Deceived
yes.
is good too.
Say even if you go to
deceived.
Like
okay.
Yahoo, like and just put hold in hand, I think it will come up too.
Okay.
Yeah, it will.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Thank you, girls. Okay. Because since I don't really look at the like I said, I venture into I go to YouTube and I try to catch Steve scenes or try to catch Becky scenes when I don't want to see them with either Lucky or Sam. I just want to see them, you know, because I can't deal. And Steve even acts different when he's with when he's not with Kelly. I'm sorry, he acts different with Mo or with Laura. It's just different. But anyways,
that's because Steve and Kelly have absolutely no chemistry. Now, whether or not that's because of the rumors being real, whether they really don't like each other off screen, which I have no way of knowing, or whether it's just that those two actors just don't work well together, I don't know, but they just do not work well together. I'm sorry.
You really don't have to like each other, you know, really. You know, I mean, maybe that comes across on the screen that you don't, but then I don't know, because I recall reading years ago where when Barbara Streisand and Robert Redford made The Way We Were, I heard that they did not get along. But yet they had good chemistry on screen. So I don't know. But I heard long time ago that when they made
Dirty Dancing, the leads in Dirty Dancing, they hated one another.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. They had worked together on Red Dawn, and she was actually cast first. And she found out that they were considering him for being casted for Dirty Dancing, and she almost refused to do it. He had her to get in the room. And at one point, they had shut down production and actually take them back into a room and make them watch where they had done their screen testing together to get them even back in the room together.
Oh, really?
These two
hated
each other.
It was that bad?
It was that bad. They could not stand one another.
But yet it didn't come off that way on screen. You know what I'm saying? So you don't really have to like each other, you know. You really don't have to like each other. But just be mature and be professional. But Steve and Kelly, I don't know.
I want to be on the fly on the wall at that FC.
Ooh, baby.
During their PA where she's a guest, special guest.
God. So, when is that?
I find that funny.
Yeah.
Does anybody else find that their PA is really not their PA, but his PA, and she's a special guest?
It's a
little weird, because even when Steve and Becky were, you know, they had broken them up. They gave a PA together.
Oh yeah,
that was.
And
in,
they wanted to do
Vegas.
A third one if they were ever asked.
Right.
So you know what I think. Oh, sorry, to interrupt you, but I think Sam will, you know, the end of the breakup, and then. Leo, I think part of this is Leo waiting for, you know, I think they, Stephen, Kelly, the event, to, you know, let's see how many people we can get, because right now, what I found out, tickets are not selling for this event.
How much are they asking for them? Because I personally think, shit, I don't care. I wouldn't even go see Steve and Becky for $100 for these actors. I don't think so.
I've read spoilers that says they will be done by summer, and I've also had spoilers say Sam and Johnny could hook up.
You know, okay, and you know what I've heard?
Why are they going to mess Johnny? You know, I just started
writing
this character again.
I think it would be great. I think it'll bring the bad out in her again. I want her back. I hate her this way. I'd rather have her a bad bitch than be whitewashed like she is trying to be a good girl.
True.
I think she would work better with Ethan. I don't want to see. I think she would.
Ethan's kind of growing on me. I don't really want her to ruin poor.
Yeah.
Oh, I like Ethan. I just think she'd work better with Ethan than she would Brandon Bosch.
I liked her when she was vindictive, because it brought out she does better as a vindictive bitch. She is not a self-respectful person. She needs to be bad. She was brought on to be a con artist. She should be a con artist.
Right.
She should be a PI or a everyday hero. She should have stayed a con artist.
And that
the PI thing, what was that about? Did anybody actually see her do any PI?
It's just another way for, like, just look at her every day. She's had 6 jobs since she's been on there 5 years.
Just because they don't know where to put her. I mean, even back when she and Jason were together the first time, they would start a story, and then within a week or two, it would be gone. It would just disappear unless it was about somebody else, unless it was about another Sonny and his family or something else.
Wow.
Every time it was about them, it was like it was there for like 2 seconds and then gone. You didn't know where it went.
You mean even back then? I mean, didn't the writers get a clue that this couple doesn't gel? Or they just refuse. They don't care. They just gloss over. You know, I mean, come on.
Does anybody ever wonder if they're using General Hospital as a tax write-off? I do.
I had said they were trying to live
their own way, and JH is broke.
Wow.
But they keep hiring these nonsense characters like Maya and Matt Hunter.
I think Maya might work with Lucky.
I mean, they bring on these characters, but they don't use the ones that they've got.
I agree. I would like to know why in the world we haven't seen more of the Qs, because people love the Qs.
They're the signature family of
Qs. Yeah, well, we might be seeing a lot more of the Qs, because I've heard this rumor going around that they are going to kill Edward.
Who's
going
to kill Edward? You mean
he wants to retire, though.
That's not
going to
help him.
I mean, I think he wants to retire, too. I've heard a lot of things about him wanting to retire first time.
Oh, so so who'll be left? It's just
Monica,
Tracy,
and Michael, but he's in the Crimson Clothes.
Poor little Jake. He doesn't even know that he's really a quarterback.
They need to out his paternity. There's enough.
Amen. Oh Lord, sister, yes.
And live there with the consequences of it. They have had him for 2 years.
He's going to be 25 years old. Jeez.
The only people who don't know Jake is a Q. Is the Q. The rest of the world knows.
Everybody else knows.
It's like everybody says it's better for him nobody to know he's. I'm like, who doesn't know exactly besides your family?
Nobody.
I mean,
that's so stupid.
Really?
They need to lay their cards on the damn table and tell them that Jake is Jason's and let it fall where it may. And then write a story about it.
Exactly.
Well, to be honest,
I was just getting ready to say, now you have another story to tell.
That would be a way to get liaison back.
There are so many ways to pull liaison. The biggest thing right now is to show that, you know, the fact that Liz has done all this because she's buried her feelings for Jason, because rotting her as being in love with Lucky at this point is just ridiculous. She spent 4 years telling us how she wasn't in love with
him. Thank you.
She said about the Italy trip going on her honeymoon. She has always wanted to go to Italy with Jason, and it's always been Jason.
Right.
Yeah, it's never been Lucky.
To Italy with Lucky.
No. You know what, Dan? I've said this on my.
When she imagined going to Italy, she'd imagine it going with Jason. And when she said that today about going on her honeymoon to Italy, I was like, what in the hell are you people writing?
I know.
Because they're idiots. They're writing cheap stuff to sell to, I mean, really, who are they writing it for? Because they're not writing it for any of the fans. The only people that they're pulling in with this are diehard JSON fans that don't really care whether they have a story or not. They don't even care about the couple as long as they're together and liaison is.
And Franz
that is
trained to watch whatever they throw at
it. Guys, hold on. Yeah.
And I mean,
it's about time I got on the
phone. Oh, hi,
ask y'all a question. Is it just me? Is it just me, or did y'all find yourself more involved with Liaison because of the Jason fans? Because me, I've always loved Liaison, but the JSAM fans drove me so crazy that I absolutely loathe JSAM now and so desperately want Liaison.
I just don't like them. You know, I'm basically a Jason fan. I am a Steve Burton fan. I love me some Steve Burton.
Me
I
too.
Think he's an awesome actor. I really do.
Yeah.
And if he were to leave GH tomorrow, you know, I feel sad, but then I feel, you know, good for him because, I mean, he's 40 years old. I mean, come on, how many good years does he really have, you know, as an actor? And
I think he could go on for a long time as an actor.
No. I'm saying, you know, but you know, sometimes you get
the same role he's played for the last 10 years.
Yeah, and that's
20 years.
Starting
with
they grow Jason somewhere.
Yeah.
No, I agree with the other caller. I don't know what's your name? What, the one that spoke
Susan.
About how yeah,
me?
how that I was
me?
A Liaison fan.
Yeah,
yeah
you.
Susan.
Hi. I agree with you with that though, that I was a Liaison fan way before before they came on the screen, you know?
You know.
And I hate JSAM. Yeah, I just hate them with a passion.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
You
yeah,
know,
you
I
do.
Mean, I feel like, you know how you're in high school with your boyfriend for the longest time or whatever, and this new girl comes into the, you know, and then she takes your boyfriend away or something. You know, come on, wait a minute, I was here first. What do you got?
Right.
What are you doing? You know,
right.
That's how I feel, and I just feel cheated. I really feel cheated. We've been waiting over 10 years for. Story and all this time's been wasted on Jason and Sam, and there's nowhere to go with this couple. I mean, you can see it on the screen. There's oh, so she's gonna have a freaking breakdown. Well, I thought she had her self respect back. You know why is she having that
breakdown?
You know?
And you know what, Terry? I'm so sick and tired of reading that she's gonna be pregnant. She's gonna get her marriage.
No,
good
oh
Lord.
My God. Oh,
Kelly
God.
Monaco
I
would have a heart attack
up.
If they were her pregnant.
I start cracking up. I said, please.
They're
please,
really
that,
big
that
uproar.
Has,
I was going to say, if that were to, if there would be a real uproar if that were to happen. So you need to tell me he can't have a family with Liz, but he can have a family with Sam because she understands his life. I think Liz understands his life way more than Sam does.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Wait. When exactly, I have to ask, when exactly did it start when he didn't understand his life? Because way back when them two got together the first time, she understood his life perfectly.
Yeah,
she knows, right. She knows.
And they keep saying it's too dangerous, but they have no problem with having her up against Helena,
right.
Who is considered the monarch of bad people on General Hospital. She, you
know,
and you're going, what?
Exactly.
Can somebody explain this?
I know.
You know, there has never been a bad character like Helena. She comes, she goes, she is the worst of the worst.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she has no problem with that.
She
can be up against her any day.
Yeah, and Elena can make people do something really stupid by way of watching the show, but I'm not outing myself.
Like hide under the covers. But, you know, if Elizabeth can handle, if she can be around Helena involved in that, she could definitely be around Jason.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, of course.
I mean, come
on. And you know what?
She was kidnapped by Helena, and she survived that.
She took poison.
Really,
you guys, I think, you know, dealing with the Catherine Spencer role with Liz is more dangerous than the effing mob at times. Sorry for saying that, but if you think about how deadly Elena is, you know, and when she gets an idea in her head for her polar Nicholas, hell's going to freeze over. So you cannot tell me, the mob's too dangerous for this.
No, dealing with the Cassidine and Lucky in more dangerous than the mob. I'm sorry, that's how I feel.
Wait a minute, well, speaking about...
On General Hospital, most certainly.
Speaking of Lucky, didn't Lucky have Santa Maxi today?
Yeah.
Okay.
And
yes.
I know Carly does not like that, but
uh-uh.
I'm kind of happy because that's what started this whole, you know, her going to Jason. So if we have Carly, if you had to sacrifice,
you gotta sacrifice one for another,
Lucky,
baby.
Yeah.
Well, I think they almost are going. I really believe that they are headed, not within the next 6 months, within the year to a Maxi and Lucky connection.
Oh,
because
you know what?
They're leading to that. Her,
yeah.
They're putting Biz and Maxi.
They're testing the water.
Stories about them two fighting.
Yeah.
Well, the only time they fight is where Lucky's concerned. So,
yep.
You know, they're definitely putting them head to head. And then you had Sam bring up Liz today, so you know that somewhere, they're going to go up against each other.
I'm going to go watch it tonight. But what'd she say about what was she mentioning about her for? What was she saying about Liz today, Sam?
Well, she used Liz and Jake as a reason for Jason not to put himself up against. Up for going to jail for something.
Oh, really?
I mean, she certainly wasn't going to do
desperate.
It. It wasn't going to use herself because Jason would have looked at her and said, oh, really?
Bye.
Let me run.
Bye.
Oh, my God.
She was in true Sam form today. She was the real Sam today.
I was amazed that they actually wrote her as saying that. I was just like, what? After all your whitewashing, you're actually going to have her say that?
Right.
I know.
Exactly.
I know.
Did you think about that? Did y'all read that before you put it up?
Yes.
If Sam were pushed against the wall, she would do just about anything to keep Jason. You know what I mean? She would.
Oh,
yeah.
Her character is so desperate when they're together.
Yeah.
I'm right. She's desperate. Good Lord, she's so desperate. I mean, I keep waiting for her to get down and to wrap her arms around his ankles. I mean,
and you have all these kids who think, and you know, the majority of Jason fans, and I'm not putting them down, but they are. They're teenagers.
They are.
And they don't know the history.
They really
don't
look at this.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's
mm-hmm.
not even
what
the that? History. They look at this and think, this is love, and you're going.
This is no
and
way.
Take off your shirt, Jason. Take off your shirt. That's all they care about.
You're
they're
looking
hot.
And going, no, this is codependency.
It is.
Yeah.
The thing
that's
is,
not
did
love.
What did you think about what Jason said the other day to Sunny? Oh, I don't have kids. I don't have kids to leave behind. Jake doesn't know me. He doesn't know that I'm his father or something.
Yeah, well, true. I mean,
it's so.
I know you.
I mean, the writers are so freaking stupid.
You hate
they could have
hearing that. I know.
They threw in Jake as an afterthought.
Yeah, man.
But,
you know, if they were smart, which I know they aren't, you know, Jason and Liz fans have been around so long. They've been Jason fans.
Yeah, I know.
Jason fans were in diapers when Jason and Liz started.
Yeah, they don't know what the meaning of love is. I mean,
no.
Jason
they
and Elizabeth they define what love is. You
check
know?
Check out YouTube, baby. You should all check out YouTube.
Oh, watch their videos, and I can't stand it. I just want them together like yesterday.
Yes.
It's just,
I know.
Even
I
the
know.
Videos that people found put together are like, oh my gosh, we are.
Well, I'm a
major.
I'm a major Liaison fan, and I'll tell you something. Even if they didn't put Liaison together, I would still want J-Sam broke up because...
Me too.
You have all these teenagers out there who's really looking at this thinking, this is what, you know, we should be looking for. And
you have to
understand that, you know, when they're watching this stuff, parents don't talk to their kids like they used to. So a lot of their ideas come from what they're watching.
From watching
television.
Yeah.
You have these teenagers out there thinking, this is really what it's all about. And, mm-hmm. you know, and they're saying, you know,
bringing
they have
coffee.
This, you know, it's not just that, but, you know,
no,
you
I
have
know.
This woman out there that actually hurt his child, and
yes.
it's okay to be with her.
Right, right.
I know.
Exactly.
And you're going, huh?
I know.
Really?
So it's like condoning. It's okay to watch somebody, watch a child get kidnapped. He'll still love me anyway or something, you know?
Girls,
I have something to ask you. Girls, I don't mean to interrupt, but what was that guy's name who did that first interview with Steve, you know, right after Steve signed his contract, and he said he had this, you know, great storyline.
I think it was Michael Fairman. I think
okay.
it was Michael
Fairman.
Okay,
well, he's getting ready to do
another one.
Because in the first one, you know, he asked Steve, oh, so you're going to have a, you know, love interest. And so Steve said, yeah, well, you know, all the fans are smart, and she's already on the show. So, of course, we knew it was Sam. So even Michael had to say, you're getting back together with Sam. He said, you mean you are forgiving her? You know all what she's done.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know whether that's word for word. But then, so then Steve said, do I have a choice?
Oh, yuck.
Yeah.
Does he have
a choice in the matter?
I know.
Well, I'm going
to
be.
Actors don't even buy it. How can they sell it to anybody else? Because the actors don't even buy it.
No,
well, what's
going
to piss me off is when Molly goes to Jason to ask him to put a hit on Warren.
That
why?
You
want to do what?
Really?
What?
Yes.
But that's not the first time they've done that.
Oh, my God.
That's not the first time they've had a kid go try and take a hit out on one of Sonny's kids. Because Michael, way back when Sam and Sonny were seeing each other, Michael went to Sam and asked her to take a hit out on somebody. And I really didn't watch it back then too much because they had Jortney on, and I remember seeing that scene and thinking, what?
And Molly is how old now? Molly is how old? She's
supposed to be 12.
And that would have been about the same age that Michael was.
Oh, my God.
12 years old, and she's asking a hitman to kill somebody. What is that?
Oh, my gosh. And this is supposed to be ABC Family, like a Disney station, right? Disney ABC.
Yeah, Disney owns ABC.
Yeah, Disney's taking a bath on in ABC.
Oh, my gosh.
That's
this show is not used to be back in the day when you had the Stone and Robin and Dagger and Ken and
Frisco
and Felicia and Luke and Laura. It's not the same anymore.
Well, they had writers that actually paid attention to what they were writing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they cared about the fans back then.
Yes,
when they wrote a story, they would follow through on it, too. They didn't just draw
it.
Right. Yeah, because
exactly.
You know,
and,
how many stories have we seen fall through the cracks? And if everyone doesn't remember way back when Alexis kept, you know, about this whole pregnancy that she had, I could have swore she told Ned, I had a little son. I don't think it was ever a doll. I don't remember that. I remember specifically Alexis saying to Ned,
she thought she had a boy. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I
always thought.
And then she turned out to have fans.
Yeah, it was
because when she was looking for her child, she thought she had a boy.
Yeah, but wait, you guys, they have never done a DNA test.
I know,
Sam and Alexa.
You know that somewhere they're going to write it that Sam is
they're
not
they're
going to
find out, but she's not really a pastor.
There was that she was going to be a quartermaine.
Gag me. Oh, please.
Oh, gross. They can't make her a quartermaine.
Please, gosh,
man. I swear. Hey, when does Michael Learned start on the show?
Tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow. Okay, good.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. we'll see how the storyline really affects Liz, you know, or really changes her life.
Well,
yeah.
Just send her back to Lucky. I was reading that. I don't know how true that is. I
know.
I think it would have
well,
grain of salt.
Well, you keep
no
seeing that story.
That
makes no sense. For her to go back to Lucky.
Yep.
Because
know,
she's been saying for 4 years she doesn't love Lucky anymore.
She doesn't love
and they
him.
Didn't even write it as she loved Lucky. I mean, you can't write that she loved Lucky when she was screwing
and,
his brother.
Right.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry.
In fact, speaking about screwing brother, where is our dear Nicholas? What is he up to these days?
Oh, well, okay. He is supposedly spending a little more time with Spencer.
Oh, really?
Oh,
okay.
Spencer is
he's trying to learn to be a daddy.
Oh, geez. Yeah, so he's going
a little too late.
I keep forgetting Liz is pregnant. You know, I keep forgetting that she's pregnant and it's Lucky's child.
Let's hope she loses the baby or something.
I know.
I'm
hoping she loses
the
baby.
I don't want her to lose the baby. I want the two paternity tests to get mixed up and then Nicholas and Helena to get in a fight, go over the parapet. You think it, they're both dead and then... You see Helena a little bit later carrying a baby, calling it.
Well, you should write for the freaking show.
Oh, my
school.
God. That is freaking good.
Really.
You should write for the show.
I think the fans would write a better show than we have now.
I think some of the fanfic I've been reading, that's very true. They should send some of these fanfics in to these idiot writers and say,
well, I mean, that would be such
a
cool.
I think that would. If that were to happen, I don't think that I read somewhere somebody said that if that were to happen, it'd be copyright, so they can't copy anybody else's
original work or something.
I know.
And,
they can take it. I'll give it.
No, I know.
They
I'm just
can
saying.
Pick out ideas.
If we give them authorization, we
right.
can take
it.
No, I don't care. I'm not going to sue you for taking my idea. You know.
You can have it.
Oh,
if it will help you, please.
Yeah, really.
Oh, man.
Okay, before we get off and stuff, I wasn't surprised who got kicked off of Dancing with the Stars. But I feel like Dancing with the Stars is rigged right now.
What show was rigged?
Dancing with the Stars.
You know, I've been
reading
some of these things. A lot of fans said that they're even going to stop watching the show because they feel it's rigged because Kate, her ass should be gone, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Should have been gone. And they say there's some kind of way they're keeping her on there for ratings. I said, I don't think they need ratings because their ratings are higher than Idol's. I don't think.
Oh, speaking of American Idol,
mm-hmm.
My niece. I'm in my classroom tonight. My niece texted me who got off American Idol.
Oh my God!
Yeah,
okay,
the
girl.
The little teenager girl. You know, little 17-year-old girl. Yeah, she's.
Oh, really?
And then
Andrew
Michael,
got off.
Michael Garcia, I think. Yeah,
Andrew Garcia.
Okay, I'm. Okay, now I'm mad. I do not want to know that. I'm mad now.
Oh, I'm sorry, Carly. Okay, let me smack myself upside my head. Okay,
I already knew who one of them was because my niece texted me when I was in class, and I was like to my friend, look at my friend. My niece texted me, and I wanted to find out tonight by myself.
I'm not mad at you, silly, but... Crap, I mean, people on Twitter were trying to tell me. I'm like, Ken,
you know, I kept reading you, please don't tell the West Coast people about American Idol. We have
yes.
a
lot of
yes.
West Coast folks.
Hello.
Sorry. I won't do it again.
But now I'm not. Now I have another tirade. I mean, Terry, you have me cry. You're having class on Monday sucks because, let me make this. If they give Lucky and Maxie together, then, okay, I know who I want Spinelli with now.
Who's that?
Me.
You?
Yes, oh, me. I mean, forget about it, because no other person could do spinelli justice on that soap but me. And so I think...
Yes. But you know what? I do not see Lucky with Maxie. I don't see Lucky with any woman on that show. The man has no appeal.
Yeah.
He's a good actor, and he should, you know, he's as far as being romantic as a romantic lead, forget about it. He just doesn't have any chemistry with any woman on that show. He and Becky are friends. You can see, you know, that they work well together. But when it comes to romance, no. In fact, he doesn't even like to do romance.
That's what I heard. That's what I read. So he doesn't even like
actually,
to do that.
I've seen a video, and it's on YouTube, of him doing some pretty interesting things.
Really?
Like what?
Like what?
I thought I had seen all his movies, and apparently I missed some. Oh,
what?
Okay.
Soft porn or something?
It was a warm scene. Let's put it that way. I was like, dang. I didn't know you did that, because I actually seen an interview when he first left, right about the time he was leaving General Hospital, where he said he didn't want to do any of those things. And then I had posted that on soaps.com, and one of his big fans came on and said, you know, no, that's not true. Here's a video that answers this question, and they actually had seen of him doing.
Busting me, I just can't. He has no
movie.
But personally, I don't see him staying. I don't think he really wanted. My personal opinion is, I don't think JJ really wanted to come back. I think they offered him an awful lot of money to come back, and I don't think it's paying off for them.
Yeah, it isn't.
I would be willing to bet, come contract time, he's going to.
Did he sign his contract up, Susan? Do you know? Did he sign on for 6 months, for a year?
No.
How long did he sign
up for? I heard 6 months when he first came on. Then I heard a year. I pretty much heard what everybody else has heard. My personal opinion of seeing his interviews and seeing his interviews since he's been on, and watching his acting since he's been on, and I just, he really does not have the feel that he's going to stay. This is more of a, he tried it out for a paycheck, and I don't think it's really working for him.
If he leaves, then they need to kill the Lucky character off.
Yes,
I agree.
So
they need to get rid of
I really agree that
Nicholas' character,
they did too much damage to bring Greg Vaughn back, and really, I was appalled at how they handled handled GV leaving.
Me too. Mm-hmm. Me too. Mm-hmm. And you know, we're supposed to think, and bringing JJ back, they made it seem like nothing that like in the past is like they forgot about it. They totally writing JJ as if he just left, something is like
10 years of 10 years of Lucky, and I liked Lucky even when he was playing bad. I liked Lucky, and I actually think JJ is the best Lucky, because character was written for him. But the way they brought him back, totally dismissing 10 years
of
the character being on the show, and you just hate him. You hate the character. You don't like the actor because of it. I mean, you just feel cheated.
Even that first episode when he came to Liz Dorsey, do you remember me? That I just
that
lost.
Was so.
I was
funny.
Like,
I know.
He
was like,
oh, I know. Yeah, no, that was so dumb.
And then he did that interview where he was saying, "Oh, Lucky only had an affair on her like what once?
Oh, come on,
once or twice? Was it once or twice that he said?
Twice.
You're going." I'm like, apparently they didn't give you the rundown on your character because No, that's not exactly how it happened.
He not only cheated on her, but he, like, knocked her down a couple of times when he was on drugs, you know, and everything. And he and this, and I just, what just like he did to, by emotionally, with those words, well, the emotional abuse that he got from him, you know, by just attacking her like that in her house, like you whore or whatever or something, that was not called for. You know, if anything,
well,
he
it's actually expected out of his character.
Yeah, that was.
I mean, it
over,
made sense with his character because that's how he's been written. But
I guess yeah,
to always be, you know, everybody else is to blame. I mean, his character is written that way. It's one of the few scenes that I've seen him in that his character didn't dismiss who his character has been for the last 10 years.
Yeah, I guess.
But, you know, you hated that scene. I hated that scene. But
I think
everyone
hated that scene.
I didn't watch it. I read about it. After I read about it, I said, ain't no way in hell I'm going to sit there and watch that crap. I'm not going to look at that. So, but I knew it was really, really bad, really bad. In fact, the actors didn't even like it. In fact, all three of them, you know, Liz, you know, Becky and JJ and what's the other guy's name?
Todd Christopher.
Yeah, they don't like the way they were written. That's what I read. They really weren't.
Well, Becky
all that
and Tyler just stand there.
Huh?
Becky and Tyler just stand there in the
yeah.
Yeah.
They're just like, huh?
I know.
You know, there's no reaction. And you're going, why is there no reaction? The least, you know.
It was just so badly written, in a sense. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was just, I mean, I don't know. It's.
I mean, don't get me wrong. JJ pulled off the scene. He did the scene well for what was written.
Yeah,
but,
right. I can understand that. Okay. But why did
they
have to, you know.
It was like, okay, you're totally dismissing that you had an affair with Maxie, then you had an affair with Sam, and you slept with her sister way back when. I mean, hey, you know, you're not a saint here.
Okay, we have 8 minutes left. We will probably go into overtime, but
we'll probably go into overtime. Sound like a baseball game.
Okay,
going
fine.
Into overtime.
Yeah,
we're going into the 10th inning. Okay.
Yes. Okay. Fine. I'm a baseball. okay, but Brenda, I could not believe you did not want me about Army Wives, okay? Because I only watched the halfway mark, and when I found out she was blind.
I know.
I'm like, what the hell is that? You know, I'm like.
I don't think it'll last very long, though. I don't think she'll be blind for very long.
Because they said they are trying to save her sight, but they didn't. You know, I thought, you know, because I totally forgot at the end of that season that bomb going off or whatever.
Yeah.
And I totally forgot about that. And then, bam, wow, I'm like, oh my God. And that bad husband, I want him to go bye-bye now.
I know. Isn't he a puke? I can't stand him. Yeah. I don't think they're going to last. Because she told him to make a decision, his career or the family.
Yeah. And he's going to pick the stupid career job.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Yep.
You know what I'm really pissed off with is 24. They killed Renee off on 24.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I'm so upset. I had a feeling because I read it in the new TV guide. It said somewhere that something's going to happen and Jack's going to go in, like, some kind of event revenge mode or something. And I had a feeling, I was hoping it wasn't going to happen, but they killed off Renee. I'm so upset. You know, they didn't have to, he can't have a break when it comes to relationships. They killed off his wife in season one and Audrey, she's in, like, or something.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, come on.
Do you think that they'll probably kill Jack's character off?
Well,
I don't think so because
they're going to make a movie. They're going to do motion picture movies, I think, after the show's over. I think they might do motion picture, you know, like they did for, like, tried to do for what
Sex and the City, and then
X-Files tried to do something like that too, but
yeah,
that didn't work for them. They didn't
it wasn't that great.
I know.
What'd you think? Did you watch Lost, Terry? What'd you think of Lost?
I did. I think I'm more confused now. I'm like more confused. What is going on?
I don't know.
Understand.
Like, oh my gosh.
You know, I don't just remember with Paul, I just don't understand these shows. Why do they make these shows where the fans have to sit there and scratch their heads and say, what the hell is going on? And then it's over.
I just hope,
what happened? You know,
the two hour season finale, it all comes clear because
I'm like you,
I'm just as lost as I was when
I know. You know something, and then last night's episode totally screwed in what I thought about, you know?
Yep.
And Carly told me that she's like, she says that a lot of people are going to die in the show.
Okay.
But I had a feeling, I read it I read that somewhere.
Yeah.
I think I read that somewhere, and I was like, oh my gosh, it better not be my favorite, but I have a feeling.
I know, I want Jack.
Probably will be.
Yeah.
No, I like Sawyer and Kate and Jack.
Yeah.
I'm a big Sawyer and Kate fan, so, you know, but we'll see what happens. That might kill him off, too, for my life.
And you guys, remember tomorrow night, Grace and Private Practice is back with all new episodes.
Oh,
good deal.
I don't
want that, but
Thank goodness.
It sucked last week.
I was gonna remind Shirley to watch Friday for our little soft porn show.
I'm gonna
put a little shout out.
Prince is on tomorrow night.
Now,
Yes, it's on too. Friend is on tomorrow night too. Good,
I don't really watch Friend. but did Terry, you watch V, don't you?
I do. Did you see?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey now, what's going on there? Okay, I don't know. I mean, I don't know when this show is going to end, but now their son is not, he's not the father of their son now.
That's what I want to ask you. Do you think that he could be an alien?
I think so.
Something happened to her, you know, she was either captured or something happened, you know,
I'm thinking
an alien. I think he's
half
one
alien
of
and half human. I'm thinking that too myself. Yeah, and then his wife saw all of it. She went into the what do you call it? His safe, and she saw who he really was.
She saw everything. Yeah.
Yep.
You know?
And disappeared on him.
And
so.
She took off. You see, because they kept telling him, man, you better tell her. You don't want her to find out. So he decided he was going to tell, but it was too freaking late.
I mean,
all the phony passports and all the and then when she saw the picture of the baby.
Oh yeah.
When they
He's
took
going,
the sonogram, it's like a lizard. I said, I said, holy shit! Now if that would send anybody.
Oh my god. I didn't quite. I guess I'm going to have to go, I deleted off my thing, but I didn't quite see, I might have fast-forwarded through that a little bit, but okay.
Watch it, because I had to sacrifice last night for that show.
Why is Tuesday night the breeding ground for every friggin' show? I mean.
Does anybody watch Glee on here?
No, I don't watch
it. No, I haven't watched it.
That's like a really, really good show. I just love it. So good. It's been off for like 4 months now. About time it came on.
But now, Terry, didn't you tell me that now Glee is opposite V, right? Or is it?
Actually, yeah, but I have a DVR, so I'm able to tape one and watch the other, too.
Because you were telling, was it you who were telling me that V was losing, you know?
Checking out on the ratings for, like, because I really love
They were losing
ratings.
Yeah.
I think like the second, like, because it's been off the air for 4 months. I mean, you know, and then the first week it came, when the first week it came back, the ratings were really, they were okay. But then like the second week, it kind of lost some viewers. But I still kind of, they're still kind of on the fence. It's kind of in danger, but they're not sure.
Yeah.
They're not sure if they want to. But I have a feeling if they just give it a chance, because there was one show that a long time ago that wasn't doing really well, but they gave it a chance and it lasted a long time. So I can't remember the name of the show, but they gave it a chance and it did fairly well for like years later. So, but yeah.
Oh, okay. So officially, well, we are in overtime in about 7 seconds. I could do the countdown, but I will behave myself and not do that.
Well, I'm on Team Carly. Since we're in overtime, I'm on Team Carly.
Well, I don't know what team I'm on.
Okay, you are so, oh my God, you've been how should I say this, you know, oh my God, you've been, I've never said you've been mean. I did say you've been, what's the word,
Carly, you know, you have to start watching Spartacus. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm trying to catch up, girls. I'm trying to catch up.
Come on, girl. Come to the Spartacus world with us.
Come to the Spartacus club.
Welcome to soft porn. Oh, man.
I got a little excited there after the second episode. I'm like, hello.
That's right, baby. Oh,
ladies,
gosh.
It's been fun, but thank you, and I'll talk to you later. I'm leaving.
All right.
Okay,
I hope you call from now on or whenever you can.
Yeah,
call
back. Come back.
Yeah.
Come back. We are all fun and some of us are crazy.
Carly's the only crazy one here. That's all.
I'll try, but I'm going back to school.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, yeah. I know how that is. Yes. I know.
What are you going to school for?
A health science. I'm a health science major. I'll be walking in May, so I'm done. Well, not quite done. I have a class to take in the fall, but I could still walk. Once I get that class, I'll be able to get my official degree. So, yeah.
I'm just starting back, and I'm going for journalism. So.
Oh, really?
Oh, awesome.
Good for you.
Oh,
good for you.
Good. Yes. Where are you from? You sound like you're from, like, what, like Texas or something, or Kentucky, or where are you from?
Well, I live in North Carolina, but I pretty much lived everywhere.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
You were on soaps.com, Susan?
I'm on soaps.com, Twitter, RNT, and... Oh, shoot, what's the other one?
I started posting for the first time on soaps.com, but I don't post here. I go there once in a while and I lurk, but, you know, ever since Liz and Jason broke up, ain't too much happening there, you know, and all the JFAM fans, they have all the threads, you know. JSAM organization, all that other bullshit.
I very seldom
J-Sam
go there anymore. You'll find me more on RNT.
Really?
I'm just staying on RNT. And
yeah.
Twitter, I'm SL Cope.
I don't Twitter. I don't Facebook. I don't do none of that stuff. All I do is lurk.
See, I swore I'd never get a Twitter account, and they talked me in, and Charm talked me into it. So.
Oh, really?
That Twitter is dangerous. Yeah, Twitter is like, yeah. So, and somebody knows that from experience that's on here. So.
Yeah, someone we all know and love.
Okay, you know what?
I finally got Twitter on my phone, so now it buzzes like every 5 seconds. So I'm like, oh my God.
You've got Twitter on your phone?
Yeah, ma'am.
What is this?
I'm a black
coming
bug.
To?
No
we can't get away from anything,
please,
can we?
Look at Twitter. My phone goes off every 5 seconds. It's like,
there was no way Carly could have that. She'd be on there 24/7
like
on there.
Jack.
Okay, fine. Yeah,
yeah,
I would. You survive. Yeah, I would.
No way.
That would be like being low jacked by everybody.
Oh, yeah. Oh man.
Okay. It was nice talking to y'all.
You too.
It was nice talking to you, Susan.
Come back.
Come back whenever.
Okay. Bye.
Okay. Bye.
Oh, did you eat your pizza? Was it good?
Yeah. Well, I bought the two pizzas. You were there. You were on the phone when I bought it.
Yeah.
So I ate when I got to class. I was packed to only the first one in my class. Well, it was still early. You know, hadn't started yet. So I ate that pizza. And then I thought, I'll just leave the other one for my break, which I'm glad I did, because I was able to eat that on break. Even though it was cold, I was able to eat it on my break.
Ooh, a candy cold pizza.
Yeah. Well, actually, it wasn't overnight cold pizza. It was just like hours
room
later,
temperature.
Cold pizza, or later. Yeah, room temperature cold pizza, yeah. And I'm not falling asleep in my class tonight. I was like falling asleep.
Oh,
I was just,
wow.
You have a big project that's due.
Okay.
You know,
But I wonder why you and I are feeling really tired right now.
I know. A friend of mine, his name's Raymond, we were talking about that. He's like, he's a night owl. He goes to bed at like 3:30 in the morning. He can't, even if he gets up at 7 in the morning, he's fine. I go, so you mean to tell me if you go to
need
a few hours sleep, you're okay? He's like, yeah. And if he goes to bed at midnight and gets up at like 7, he's like aches and pains or whatever, you know. But if he has a few hours sleep, he's totally fine. And I'm like, really? Not me.
Mm.
So, yeah. It's nice to know that there's more night owls out there.
I'll get in bed after we hang up. I'll get in bed and I'll look at TV, then I'll fall asleep.
Me too.
But I wake up at 4:00 every freaking morning.
That's
really?
I
turn on the TV and I turn on SoapNet. And I just something to maybe, you know, try to make me go back to sleep, because that's what usually does it is the television. Although I think I'm going to get up and I say, I'm going to watch this show tonight, boy. I'm going to watch it. And before you know it, I go to sleep and I wake up at 4:30 every freaking morning.
Oh, my God. Lately, okay. I have been, like, going to bed late, too. But then it's, like, even if I go to bed, like, 3 or 4, I'm, like, waking up 2 hours later just to go to the bathroom. And I'm just, like, I don't want to go. I mean, I can be, yeah, I don't want to go because I'm in, like, a nice little comfy position, and I have to get
you
up.
You don't want to go to the bathroom. So what do you want to do, pee in the bed, Carly?
Yeah.
I got to get up and go.
No. Really.
No.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Really. You know, last time I went to bed,
hey, Carly, get some Depends, and then you won't have to go to the bathroom.
Oh, yeah, really. I get on these kicks. I get on these YouTube picks like I'm like Jason and Liz kick. I'll watch scenes up from them. And now I'm on a Justin and Adrian kick on Days of Her Life. Last night I was up until like almost 4:00 in the morning watching Justin and Adrian quit. I know. Now I want to find somebody who does Justin and Adrian edits.
I'm finding him for you. I told you I would have a little faith.
Such a popular couple they were.
They're
a popular couple. Mm. Yeah, it's like now
you
they're back.
More so than Bo and Hope?
But at that time when they came on, they were, I think, I don't know.
I thought Bo and Hope were like the, you know, like the mainstay.
Yeah, well, they're the main popular couple, but I mean, they're like second to me. To me, they're like second to Bo and Hope, Adrian and Justin. And the funny thing is, Justin's the one that played Angelica's love interest on there. He played his mother on General Hospital, which is funny, kind of.
Elliot.
Now, Justin, somebody knocked Justin in the head today. He was in the hospital.
Yeah.
I know.
That was the day, a couple of days, like, yesterday or something, yeah.
I wonder what that's all about.
I don't know.
I think Chad has something to do with it.
Okay,
or
that's what I was going to
ask. Or I think it was Chad's father or something.
Or well,
something.
Yeah.
Or,
yeah.
Or, well, you don't think Chad. You think Chad has something to do with that?
Okay. But, okay, you guys, see, he's not, like, related to, like, the Brady's or the Hotens or anything.
What's that?
The one that, you know, we think knocked Dustin in the head, he's not related to any of the characters on.
I don't think so. I don't think so. I don't know. I don't know either, so I'm still thinking about that, too.
What,
I just what's wrong with Hope, though?
No, I'm not.
Is she having headaches or something? I said, oh, somebody else
I'm
had another brain tumor story coming up. What is wrong with her now?
Maybe that's the storyline to bring Bo and Hope back together. You know, I can't believe that Bo is going quickly with Carly like he's forgotten all about Hope's daughter.
I know.
Like,
well,
he's scared in the past 20
what,
years.
This is what I wanted to find out. Was there a Bo and Carly before there was Bo and Hope? I mean,
No.
Okay, what
Bo
happened
Hope,
was
right?
Bo and Hope, and then back in 1990, Chris, what's her name?
Kristen
Alfonso. Yeah, she wanted to do other things, so she was presumed dead for like a few years. And then long after Hope died, he met Carly, and he really didn't want to open his heart to her, but then he eventually fell in love with Carly, and they had a relationship going on, and then Peter Recco left, and then Robert Kirkakelly's Bo came in, and they kind of broke up. She went with Lawrence and had her little family with him, but they were loved Carly and Bo when there was no Hope, though.
When there was no Hope. Yeah, but now, no.
But now I can't buy this Carly and Bo thing.
I mean, this great love. I said, gee,
no.
It was only a couple of months ago he had all this love for Hope. I know they were going through their changes, you know.
Yeah.
But now it's this great love, and he'll love her forever. And
I know.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't get it either. I don't understand why they're writing this. I understand that it's Hope and Bo. Yeah, they have their problems, and they both added to their problems, but to completely fall out of love for Hope right now and to be with Carly, it doesn't make any sense. I mean, still have your problems and be in love with the same person, you know, and work out your problems, but
exactly.
And I understand it was Hope that kind of pushed him away, but
Hope was going through some changes. You know, she was wrong in her part, and he was wrong too.
What Hope said to Carly the other day, I thought that was kind of hypocritical, but still, I love Hope. I mean, I just didn't get why they wrote Hope like that. She's just being a hypocrite right now, so.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I could be a writer and, you know, go write for these shows or whatever, you know?
I would love Sam in a really, really bad, get her on a boat, make sure she's on the boat, put a bomb and see her blow up.
I'm actually looking forward to watching the scene today now, the scenes with her. I mean, is she totally, like, bawling or what? Is she totally begging Jason not to...
I can play it back for you.
Oh, you can.
I got it on YouTube right now.
Are you, okay, play it back. Okay.
Just a sec. Let me get
okay.
it back from the...
Okay.
Oh, this sounds so exciting.
Bridget.
My God.
Bridget. Oh, my God. Oh, is it a couple scenes, or is it? Are they on, like, all for the hour?
It's the two different.
I didn't watch it, but from what I was reading, I was cracking up. I said, boy, does she sound pathetic. And then I don't know who posted this, but said, Sam brought out the big guns today. She brought out. Liz and Jake.
And you know what is that all
first
about?
First, I thought they would talk about her, you know, her boobs. I said, they must be hanging out of the blouse or something. But no, they were talking about Jake, Liz and Jake.
Shirley. Oh my God! I thought I was bad.
Oh,
Carly were bad, man.
Yeah, I thought you and I took the cake, too.
Oh, Oh, jeez.
If we were to get together and oh my God, this, we would be pissing in our pants, you know.
Look, Carly's already pissing her pants. She don't get up in the middle of the night and go to the bathroom.
You know, man, I just said the bed was relaxing, okay?
I
finally got it comfy.
I can.
I
can. How you feel.
Okay, here's the first part.
Okay. All right.
Trial, you weren't even on trial for Claudia's murder, so why is Claire Walsh offering you deal?
She offered it to Sonny.
Then let Sonny take it.
Survive in prison. You won't last.
What you want?
What kind of phony music is that playing in the background?
What about us? We found our way back to each other, and you're just willing to give that all away.
Okay, here's the second part. And her face when she said that was the...
Dante interrupted Claire before she got more to say too much. The judge charged Dante with contempt and he had to spend last night in jail.
Oh, one night. It's great. You're looking at 10 years here, Jake.
I don't see any other way to stop this.
Well, Jake.
You little bitch.
I'm his father.
Well, but you're his father. Elizabeth is a mess right now. Who's going to look after your son?
Lucky.
Lucky.
Oh, fuck.
How does she know Elizabeth's a mess?
Oh, my God. Exactly. What does she care? What does she care about it?
Willing to give up everything, and Sonny gets to sit back like nothing ever happened?
I'm doing this for Sonny, Sam. I'm doing this for Michael and Morgan and Christina. All the hell these kids have been through, they don't deserve to watch their father go to prison.
Well, isn't that convenient for Sonny? He doesn't have to sacrifice anything because you are always there willing
to
pick up the pieces.
Somehow I have to stop it.
Jason, we're talking about a... prison here with maximum security. There is no way to get out. They don't even have to send you in state. They can send you anywhere in the country. You are not giving up years of your life. You're giving up years of mine.
It's all about her. Okay. It's all about...
Call to cover Claudia's death.
My family is falling apart right now.
Oh, my- you know what?
Best to run and keep her up, Christina. It's a nightmare. She is so fragile. They need me, Jason, and I need you. I need you.
God, bark me with the freaking spoon.
Yep.
Don't tell me they're hugging or whatever. They're like, is he trying to comfort her or something?
They're ready to talk you out of this. You can go. Don't expect me to say that I'm okay with any of this.
Yep, she turned.
Oh, what was that? Uh-huh.
It's all about her. It's all about her. Oh my gosh, gag me with the freaking spoon.
Yep.
Jeez. You know, well, I know you know that Jason's not gonna. It's not gonna happen. But knowing that he would do that was probably not. She's probably never gonna want to go back to him again. Knowing that he still sacrificed his life and put them first over her. How dare she put Jake, how dare she even mention Jake
know,
and Elizabeth
I
out
know.
Of her mouth?
I know.
How did he look when she said that? What was expressed
on his
face?
He just kind of had a shocked look on his face like,
oh, no,
what did
he say? Yeah, and some people are comparing to, like, Zaytsev was punched in the stomach.
Yep.
Really?
Oh,
yep.
And then
so why are the writers throwing that in there? So that's maybe a little red flag for liaison fans out there that maybe something's coming, maybe, hopefully. I'm gonna stay on the fence with it. I'm just gonna wait to see it if it happens. You know, I don't wanna like get all excited and then nothing happens. But
Bridget, was there any touching or anything?
When he first got there, she gave him a hug, but didn't hug her back. She goes, "Oh, I've missed you last night and all this stuff," and it was like, he didn't hug her back that I could see. But it was all her, and then boy, I mean, you could tell the old Sam was there when she started her whole mouth. You remember when she was yelling at him and breaking up with him? He had that face on her.
She had the deep face.
They're kind of recycling this, because you remember when he was in prison and she broke up with him?
Yeah, she went to prison and to break up with him. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and she realized that she was never going to come first with him. And so...
Yep.
Okay, writers, wake up. You know that he's always going to have to put his, you know, them first. I mean, come on. How many times are we going to have to listen to that? You know? Mm-hmm. He would never, if it were Liz and Jake in this situation, there was no, you know, it would be a totally different story.
And you know
and
what?
How would Sam know what Liz is feeling? She has
no idea.
Where is she getting her information from? Because she doesn't know what the hell she's talking about with Liz.
I know.
Liz is trying to get her life back.
Yes. And I thought Sam had her self-respect back.
She didn't
know how to spell
the word out the window when she was talking. It was like, oh, my Lord. Here we go again.
It's not just your life, it's mine too. Oh God!
Excuse
me, but no, you're just a freaking puppy dog. You know, you got it.
Of course,
Carly, or whatever.
Carly gets in his face about it, and it's like,
Isn't Carly supposed to testify soon though?
Tomorrow or Friday, isn't it?
Now she's supposed to say that Sonny did do it, so she's supposed to make it sound like it was self-defense, right?
Well, there's this woman going around that she's gonna say I did.
Really?
That she did it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You know
Dante finds Michael and brings him back and hides him with Lulu, and he ends up confessing. And Dante finally finds out the truth that Michael is the one that did it. And now he's got to suffer on what should he tell the truth? Should he protect Michael? What? So.
Huh.
And this is supposed to end the beginning of May, the trial.
Really?
So,
okay, good. Maybe we're going to get some better stories after
like
this.
The second week of May, I think they're done with the trial.
Yeah.
And then. Into May, is it May sweeps or are we? Is it another no May sweeps? Right?
It'll start sweeps next week, I believe.
I think May is starting like April, like around April 20th. That's what I heard.
Oh, 20th? Okay.
Yeah,
which is next
week.
The start of the new Michael.
Well, you know, isn't it weird that April has gone by so fast in a way? I mean, it's already...
I know. Next thing I know, May's going to be over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's
a
good
Becky
thing.
And Becky comes back when? When does Becky come from maternity leave?
Becky
will leave like the... first week of July or whatever. She's working really up until her pregnancy.
When does she do? When is she due in real life?
August 9th.
That's a due date.
Wow. But having three kids, all pregnancies are different. So, know, she could have him early or late.
I just want Jason and Liz together so bad I could taste it.
I know.
You know, I mean, watching the videos on YouTube, you know.
Oh, don't you hate it? Oh,
I hate
God.
It.
Please.
I watch him and I
all
just,
that chemistry.
My heart.
Oh, geez.
I know. Like, come on, brothers. What the heck? What the heck are you doing this to us for? You've been playing us for over 10 years now.
Mm.
You've been just dangling them in our faces for 10 years.
Yep.
And you, this push and pull thing is getting old, and this
yep.
danger zone thing, whatever.
Yep. What was I
on.
Gonna? Oh, I hope we don't get cut off like last time. We were right in the middle of talking about something good. And
well,
then
we're
we
always getting cut off. They just zap.
I know
up.
It would click, and I'm like,
you
thank you
for listening to Radio
and I cut off, like, right. I got cut off, and you didn't realize I got cut off until, like, a little while later that when I played it back. Like, all talking, and then I'm all cut off.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I asked where you were. I'm.
Yeah, but I didn't realize I was cut off until, like I didn't hear you like say, oh my gosh, where's Terry? When I played it back on the radio, remember we were on the, you were listening
oh, yeah.
to
yeah.
you, remember? And you're like, where's Terry? Oh my gosh, I lost her. And that was like a while after I got cut off.
Bridget's still here? Oh, it is a Bridget.
Yeah. I know, it was a while after I got cut off. You know the trick now? I don't know why I didn't do it before, but I have a mute on my cell phone. And I used it tonight. I muted myself when I was in the bathroom.
Why?
So I didn't flush the
toilet. I was waiting for the toilet to flush at any time.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
no, I did flush it tonight, but I had you guys on mute. I could hear you, but you couldn't hear me, so.
Oh, my God.
That's the trick. I'm going to use that trick from now on. So if you don't hear me for the longest time, it's because I'm either doing something or...
Why did I eat that stupid Big Mac today? What?
No, you tell
was
me.
I
why
you? You ate McDonald's. What were you thinking,
yeah.
Carly?
Yeah, she had a
oh
Big Mac.
Oh my God! Do we go?
Wendy's
that's
way better
those
than
worm burgers.
McDonald's.
Wendy's.
I love
Wendy's.
Burgers. I like Wendy's.
Do you know what?
Food.
Wendy's has got a good fish burger. I love it.
Yes.
I don't mind. I'm a Wendy's fan. I don't go. I like McDonald's. I go there all the time or In-N-Out. But I like, or Chick-fil-A is good. But Wendy's fish sandwiches are really good.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
Do you guys have a Chick-fil-A where you live at? No, huh?
Yeah. Do I have a what?
It's called Chick-fil-A.
No.
It's called a Chick-fil-A.
I don't think so.
Yeah, it's really, really, really good. It's expensive, but it's really good. It's all chicken.
Out in Cali?
Yeah, it's out in Cali here, I know, huh? In-N-Out, oh my gosh.
Oh, God, stop it. You're being mean now. You're being mean. Now you're just being plain mean because I love In-N-Out. Oh, my God.
We have a Five Guys here now, too.
A what?
Five Guys. It's called Five Guys. But you could go, I went into this place called, it's new, it's a Five Guys, and you could go barbecue it yourself. That's what they, it was this barbecued hamburger with the condiments on it and everything.
Oh, really?
I had it, I took a bite of it, and I'm like, to my friend Melinda, I'm like, excuse me, but you could cook these at home. What's the big deal about this $5
right.
hamburger? You know? The French fries are, like, outrageously fattening, but...
Well, you know what, the McDonald's French fries,
The small ones
and the healthier
ones.
Well, yeah. I mean, after you and I looked on the internet with that whole fry thing, yeah.
Yeah, the Arby's seasoned fries are the most unhealthiest fries ever.
Mm.
I didn't even realize that, so I don't go to Arby's anymore. But I'm not gonna have the seasoned fries anymore. You go there.
I don't.
Well, last night for dinner, I went to McDonald's and I got medium fries and a McFlurry. That was my dinner.
Oh, well.
Didn't have the French fries and the soda. I had Big Mac the other night, and I had the meal. Now how fast?
Well, you know what? I was already knowing that after I ate the Big Mac, I was going to be really, really stuffed, and I was right, but it was so damn good, and it's so truthful because she mentioned it the other day. And I'm like, God, that does sound good.
Oh, so it's my fault, huh?
Okay, you know what? I'm blaming you in a good way. Just like you blame me about the donuts every morning,
oh,
you blame
yeah.
me.
I gotta stop doing that. I gotta stop going to 7-Eleven on my
but
way to work
every
day.
Time to make the donuts. Time to eat the donuts. What kind of donut? What kind of donut?
Oh well,
I go to
7-Eleven before I go to work.
Oh, 7-Eleven.
I have to have my soda, my Diet Coke, you know,
oh,
or else I'll go. And then I'm in there trying to get something to munch on or whatever, and I get these Hostess chocolate donuts or something.
Ooh, bad.
And then I tell Carly, I'm like, Carly, should I get him? And I'm here, I'm waiting for her to say
why
no.
Why the hell you
asked
her?
And she says yes. She says yeah. Go get
him. Why would you
like,
ask somebody like?
Are you
Carlo?
Enabling Carly? You're
why
enabling.
Why would you ask
oh
that
God.
Carly?
It's just like if I go to McDonald's. Should I get the big Mac?
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
get it. Salad. She should be telling me, get the salad instead of the Big Mac and the French fries.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, healthy stuff. Right.
Why go to Chick-fil-A? Chick-fil-A is much healthier
like
than McDonald's.
I like Wendy's salads. Their salads are good.
Oh,
and they're
really?
Big.
I thought they're
good. Oh.
I thought their
I
salads
love them.
I don't like Wendy's as much as I like McDonald's or so. I don't
yeah,
know
me
why.
Either.
I like their fish burgers, though. Wendy's got better fish burgers than McDonald's. McDonald's are just plain fish sandwiches
yep.
with nothing in them.
Oh, yeah. I mean, going Jack in the Crack is worse, I think.
Oh, yeah. I don't like really Jack in the Box either.
I know,
Jack in the Crack?
Well, Jack in the Crack is
don't even
Jack
go
in
there.
The
I'm sorry, but when we were growing up on the
don't
island,
even go there. Oh my God!
But when I was growing up on the island, it was an island, and you only had a couple of restaurants. It was either McDonald's, Jack in the Box, or Pizza Hut.
A Pizza Hut.
I know.
She doesn't go to Pizza Hut now. She goes to the special pizza place. She tells me sometimes
okay.
she's telling me on the phone.
Oh, okay, you. Okay, you don't.
No. Hey.
Okay.
Okay. I won't say anything. She gets a couple slices. Okay, that's what I'll say, that you get a couple
okay.
slices. Okay,
okay yeah.
is that better?
Okay,
okay,
what about you?
Yeah.
What about you and Tasty Food, okay?
Oh, yeah, I've been on the
oh,
God, yeah.
Okay.
I'm addicted to Dairy Queen. Oh,
oh my God.
Dairy Queen.
Yes.
Oh, gosh. But I have been going, like, almost every day and getting a Tasty Freeze ice cream because they have the best. McDonald's only puts a little bit of M&Ms, but this place, the Tasty Freeze, puts a bunch of M&Ms in it. It's so good. I guess when you get stressed, you feel stressed, you eat a lot of, like me, I'm a stress eater, and I eat sweets.
You know what? I had the best frozen yogurt cone at IKEA Furniture.
I
yes,
know,
because when
do.
You go there,
yeah.
they
really
have a
good.
Place where you can. Oh, I think
yeah.
so. Oh my God! My
yeah.
daughter and I, we went off. I mean, I said we could just come here and eat. I said I don't have no money to buy nothing with, but just come here and eat. Cause we went upstairs and we had lunch. And then we came
oh,
you know, back downstairs because this is, like, towards the back. I said,
yeah.
man, we should have come in towards the back so because
I,
maybe we would have saved some money because then we went upstairs and we had all this food. And downstairs they had, like, the frozen yogurt. It was the best frozen yogurt I've ever eaten. And then they had pizzas. And
have you ever had their cinnamon roll?
Yes.
It's good,
they're
huh?
Sweet. No, but they're too sweet. I don't really like. Tracy had me taste it, but I don't like cinnamon rolls because they're too sugary. They're too sweet.
Yeah,
but,
I guess that's
but
true.
She said, "Oh, this is so good." I said, "Well, whatever." But the frozen yogurt is really, really good. That's really
but Bridget,
yes, Carly.
You mentioned Dairy Queen, and all I can think right now is the dip cones at Dairy Queen.
Yeah.
just,
but
oh, yeah,
our
like
Dairy
really...
Queen closes in the wintertime, so we all...
What?
Well, oh, really?
They're privately owned, so they close down the winter and open in
oh,
the spring,
wow.
February.
So you're
really?
Like waiting for February to open, and then everybody.
Gosh.
And then you have this long line of people waiting.
Yeah, and then they're open all summer long till fall.
I was gonna say, I'll send you an ice cream, but I think it would melt by the time it got to you. You know, here in this in the winter.
Wow.
I have to go at least twice a week during the summer so I can get my Dairy Queen filled before they close down.
Well, in Oregon, my grandparents live like 2 blocks from Dairy Queen. And we would go during the hot summer like 2 times a day just to get ice cream just because it was so hot. And that was like the closest thing and like the best ice cream was the Dairy Queen. So, yeah.
Mm.
Oh,
now they have Cold Stones. Now they have like yogurt.
Oh, Cold Stones
here.
Is good. Oh, the ice cream.
Isn't it good?
Oh, so good.
Mm. They got yogurt now. It's really
the yogurt is fabulous.
Isn't it? I know.
Yogurt is so good.
And it's all you serve yourself. The problem with serve yourself, it's so damn dangerous that, you know, you go in there and I get all the flavors I could possibly get and I fill it practically to the rim. And then you got to put your toppings on there and it's like falling all over.
Okay.
It's like, it costs like almost like $6 and, you know, eventually it costs like a lot of money. That's like your dinner.
I haven't been there in a long time.
You know?
I haven't been there in a long
time. Well, because my first experience with Yogurtland, I didn't know what to expect. And then I went in there and they had like 20 flavors, it seemed like, or 15 flavors. And I'm there. They said you could get any flavor you want. You could, you know.
Yeah, that is dangerous.
I'm like going in there, putting it, you know, like the pistachio, vanilla, strawberry, and then the next thing I know, it's all piled up, and I'm trying to make it cheap and just put it halfway, but no, I put it full. My friend Melinda, she would like, we would go there a lot to Yogurtland. She's pretty big, she's pretty heavy, and she would get like the large size. Oh my gosh. I'm like, that's enough for 2 people. I was like, Melinda, what are you doing? That's a lot of yogurt. My God. I was like, man. And I got like half her size, you know?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she's like eating the whole thing, too.
Are you serious?
Oh.
Yeah, we'll be sitting in her car, and she'd be like eating the whole thing in the car. And I'm like, I thought maybe she'd just take some of it home, too. But no, she eats the whole thing.
Oh, that would make my stomach hurt.
and it's like, well, she's like, it's yogurt. I'm like, yeah, but I mean,
see, people say but you see, that's not the real yogurt. You know, the real yogurt doesn't taste like that.
Real yogurt's like sour. It's like sour.
That's the real.
I know.
People, I guess you feel, I don't feel as guilty because this is yogurt. Yeah, right. It has just as many calories as ice cream. Yeah.
But I think I better start going to yogurt. Going to Tasty Freeze, though.
Well, you know, I don't know if they are doing this where you guys all live. In every freaking restaurant, even McDonald's now, they have the calorie thing.
Yeah.
Like, how many calories? So today when I ordered the Big Mac,
people are watching their weight. They're watching
but
the
you know
weight.
What?
They're
I
watching
mean, you want
the
go...
fatty intake. They're
I know,
watching all
but
that stuff.
You go, you're intentionally going to go have a nice meal and you want to get dessert after, you know, or something. And, of course, they have to have the calories for dessert and it makes you not think twice about getting dessert.
When
I go to the restaurants, I don't even look at the calories because...
No, me either.
I
closed my eyes today because I did not want to know how many calories was in that Big Mac. So.
And you know what? She knew how many calories it was, and I'm there ordering it. She's on the phone with me ordering a Big Mac, and she doesn't even tell me how many calories it is and everything.
And
or did she not know that I was ordering?
Okay. You know what? I can never win with you.
Well, you didn't know I was ordering it. Okay, that's okay. I forgive you. You didn't know I was ordering. I just said number one. It was a number one, right? I think it's a number one. Yeah.
Number one is the Big Mac. Yeah.
Yeah, number one is the Big Mac.
Wow, you'll even memorize the menu. Jeez.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
That's bad.
Can someone defend me here, please? Someone?
Number one, well, I don't even know. I don't know what the menu is on the McDonald's. I only know number one is Big Mac. I don't know the other ones.
Oh, but no, because when, you know, we were in high school and my mom would give us money to go McDonald's and every other fast food restaurant that night for everyone. I just remember the numbers because I had to remember what they wanted, so I went by the number.
And you know what? They haven't changed the numbers forever, huh? It's still number one.
No,
it's
yep.
Number one for years, huh? It's so funny. That's so funny. We have an original McDonald's here too. Like it's been there. It's like been there ever since the beginning, I guess. And the original sign is like an outside McDonald's. You could order outside.
Really?
I think. Yeah.
Oh God.
I know. We used to have an original, like where I live, there's an A&W. It used to be like outside A&W. You know, you could drive
through.
We
have one that's still, yep. And they still come out in roller skates and come out and take your order.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah. They do?
Oh,
wow, that
like
is
burger.
Yeah, I got to have my root beer float, too, you know.
Can't
get there without a root beer float.
Oh, yeah. Remember the ice creams? They used to put the ice cream so high. Now
I know.
It's just halfway. I used to just ride my bike there to A&W just to get the ice cream because it was so big. But now it's like they cheat you out of that now.
Well, yeah, this is wrong.
I know. Like, me and my friend Melissa used to take our bikes, drive right into A&W, sit inside A&W, and watch our bikes and just enjoy our ice cream. Or we used to ride our bikes to Thrifty, too, and get, like, 2 scoops of ice cream, you know, on our phone. Yeah. I know. Lexi's taking a long time in the shower. She's going to use up all the hot water before I have a chance to go in there.
Uh-oh.
Man, I'm going to have to wait till midnight to have a shower.
Oh, wow.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, I'll have to get to midnight to have a shower, I guess.
Well, after you take the shower and wash
your
clothes.
Well, maybe that should make, usually showers make you, it sort of wakes you up. When you take a bath, that's what makes you sleepy.
That's what, you know what, I don't take
shower
baths anymore.
I haven't taken a bath in years.
I know, me too.
I love taking baths.
Oh, me too, Brenda. Oh, my
get
God.
Get my
yes.
bubble bath and my rubber ducky in there, and I'm a happy camper.
Your rubber ducky.
See, Carly has her rubber ducky. She has her soap opera magazine in the
winter.
And
my dog tries to jump in with me because she loves what she likes the bubble. So she tries to grab them with her teeth so she can jump up in.
What?
You need to get a rubber ducky, too.
It's fun.
Oh,
you are so funny, lady.
Oh, my God.
You know what you can do? You can get a blow-up doll of Spinelli and put him in the bathroom
with you. Oh, my God. You're evil tonight. Oh, my God. You're evil.
My goodness. Oh, my God.
I just had to do
one of those man dolls and put his face on it.
Now I know I can't wait to watch Spartacus
and he'll
on
be
Friday.
I had that on my mind just now too. We're in sync with Spartacus. What is with that? I guess this Spartacus is just making us. I don't know. Say crazy things, I guess.
And the funny part about it, I was against it because.
Really?
When we first started looking at it, I was calling my sister. I said, "This is disgusting." I said, "Why?" I said, "Where is the freaking dialogue?" I said, "All you see are a bunch of penises running back and forth." I said, "What is going on here?"
Oh my!
And then after a while, I said, "This isn't so
bad." The trick is just look past that. Because it's not going to be it's not going to be like one scene for a whole hour. Just look past.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I have to say, there are some nice asses there. Oh, my.
There?
Yeah, they're gladiators. And they got nice legs. And, you know, little Spartacus, he has a nice little body.
What episode are you on, Bridget? Which one did you watch?
I just watched the first one, and I was just on the second one when the show started, so I had to shut it down.
That's when they were letting it all hang out. I mean, they were hanging out all.
Yeah.
one episode. There's one episode where they're all in line and they have to take their little clothes off. And
Oh my man! I tell you, major hump is here. Wow. Yeah, come on.
Wow, Carly,
you have to get on the bandwagon.
Carly, you have to. Yes, Carly. Am I gonna?
Once you go gladiator, you don't go back.
That's
fine.
I think Spartacus has done something to me watching this show.
I don't know. Yes, he has that effect on women.
Okay, you know what? Yeah, it has.
You know what?
I can imagine Steve Burton and Spartacus.
Yes, he would make a fabulous. Oh my God. With those arms. Oh my goodness. With those arms. His eyes and his arms. Oh my gosh.
I'm going to be imagining Steve Burton in Spartacus now.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you never know.
Walking around in that diaper. Oh my God.
But you know what, though? I'm sorry, Carly, but I kind of imagine Spinelli in Spartacus.
You're from Bad Mind. Oh my God.
So much people with all these buff abs, guys.
Stop it, Bridget. Stop it.
Oh my God. You all,
needs to work out for us. Needs a little work.
Yeah, he needs a little work. Hey.
He needs a spray tan for one.
Right.
And then he needs to work out and get his abs and his butt.
Yeah, he has to, you know, check out Steve. Go with Steve. Steve will show him.
There you go. Hey, they got a gym there now. You can work out with Steve every day.
There you go. I mean, Steve was the one who got
meat on them bones.
There you go.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Are you still here?
Oh, God, huh?
And Terry's still here?
Terry?
No.
Well, the V people have zapped. They zapped Terry.
No,
she accidentally did the hang up on her phone because they were laughing.
Gosh.
I do what I can.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Ooh, that was a good one.
Oh, my God.
Oh. Hey, Christy? Yeah, Christy. How is Christy?
She's on a trip right now. North Carolina so I don't know when, you know,
she's going to be having her show again. Yeah.
Yeah, but, Bridget? Oh my God, did we?
What's that?
Okay, good. I thought we lost you.
Oh, no, I'm still here. I'm still listening.
No, what was I going to say?
Go ahead.
No, I was asking about Y&R.
Oh, what's that?
Okay, so Olivia was married to Malcolm, right?
Yes. And
okay.
Was she married to Malcolm or were they dated?
I don't know, because like I said, I used to watch...
Did she cheat on her ex-husband with Malcolm?
I think
that's what I don't remember.
I
or was it...
Is.
I can't remember if she married Malcolm or not.
But Lily and Malcolm Dahl, right?
Drew and Malcolm had an affair, and that resulted in Lily. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In your brain?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like this Malcolm, though.
I'm not into him as I was with Shamar Moore. I like Shamar
Moore.
Yeah. I'm not
into he's just a little too blah for me. He's just kind of,
I don't
know.
I don't particularly care.
I'm not feeling him at all.
Nope, I'm not feeling him at all.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm not evil, but I just, you know, I was curious because, I mean, I've been watching Ryan off and on for like 15 years, but some of it
I know they had an affair at one time, but I don't think they got married.
Okay, because, you know, I was just curious on that, and what else was I going to ask you? Oh, okay, do you think on my end all that the babies are going to live, or do you think that the twins that Lily is carrying will make it?
I don't know.
What?
Mm-hmm.
You talking
I think
about,
they will. I think they
Lily's
will.
Babies?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
No. I think they're going to live, because when what's her name's daughter died and she came back to Lily, you know, she told her that.
You mean Colleen?
Colleen,
you know, came back to her, or her spirit, you know, came to visit.
And told her she's gonna be a mom, and she was
Lily, and she told her that she was gonna have her child,
her
children.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
I mean, what a great storyline. I mean, her babies are going to save her life. I mean, I think that's one. And that does happen, too. You know, in fact,
there was a thing on
the Today Show where the mother's, one of her kids was dying, and so she got pregnant. Well, they wanted to have more kids, but she got pregnant purposely just so her, you know, so the newborn. They take it from the cord.
Yeah, the umbilical cord.
Take it from the cord, and they, you know, and
but
they're going to
do in vitro, I think, through this.
In vitro,
So that's why it's going to be a little difficult.
A little more dangerous.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Because
I think they might have a little scare.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they
but
probably
everything
will
turn out all right.
Yeah, I think so.
When we were growing up in Oregon, my parents' best friend, Dara, had leukemia, and she was my sister's age, and they got pregnant on purpose to try and save her, and they couldn't.
With the bone marrow and all that. They did stuff like that.
That was early 80s, where I don't think everything was known, but they tried having a baby and that did not mass, whatever, and, you know, anyway, it's like, wow.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, to be born, only to be born because you're trying to save your sister, and then in the end you couldn't, I don't know, that would be, I think, rough for anyone.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah, definitely.
The skilled or whatever, it was just, you know, be really weird. I mean, you know, not weird, but difficult. And one thing I am surprised about by now that I think Zach and Victor are going to team up again.
Well, they already teamed up. You mean they're going to be involved in something else?
Well, I think with this whole thing about Adam, they are going to actually back each other up with. Zach and Victor never do, but I think with the Adam thing, you're going to see, like, the feud over for a moment.
Yeah, because I think everybody's trying to save their ass now, so they have to back each other up, you know.
Even if they really don't want to because they cannot stand each other.
That's right.
But it's the only way to keep everything straight. And you know, I don't like Jill. I mean, for Jill to publish that in the newspaper
Jill started this crap. Jill started.
Yeah, she did it to get to Victor, get back to Victor.
You know, and look
before
at the people. But then if you go further back, it's really Victor. You know what I'm saying?
True.
You know, I guess it was part of Victor, but I don't know.
Oh, and Susie, Sunday night, the country music awards at 8 o'clock on CBS.
Yeah, I saw it. I know. I saw it. Yeah, I'm going to watch that. I love country music. Yeah.
So did my grandma in the last award, so I forgot to tell. And she was mad at me for a couple of days. So, in order for that not to happen, I will tell. But no, I want on dates. I want the easy thing exposed. I'm sick of it. Can we just expose him now? I mean, you know, I don't want to wait 5 months for Sammy to find out.
Well, I hope they don't drag it on through May 6th.
I know.
That's what they're going to do. I don't know. But I said, this is one time I was on Team Stefano. I said, yeah, Stefano, you got him. You got him now, baby. Now, make him twist in the wind, you know.
And, yeah, I mean, I'm not the biggest fan of Stefano either, but...
he's kind of mellowing out, don't you notice?
Yeah,
he's not as vindictive as
he was way back when.
I mean, he's mellowed out.
And you know what? I think it's his grandkids.
Yep.
He loves those kids.
Kate kind of does that to him, too.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of like that Kate's with him.
Yeah,
that's what I was just going to say about Kate.
She's mellowed out a lot, too. She's not as vindictive as she once was, either.
No. And, you know, I mean,
because most of her schemes seem to fall apart.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Well, you know what? I wonder how it's going to be when Laura comes back to Dave's for Alice's service, because they don't stand each other. Because of the affair with Bill and it produced Lucas and... Oh, my God, that's another person that had fathers with at least two different fathers.
Who are you talking about?
Kate. Kate had, you know, Carrie
and Carrie and Austin.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Austin. Yeah, she had a bunch of kids.
Oh.
And what's her butt? Bo was with.
I know. But Philip is really Kate, but Vivian, you know, did
Vivian
a whole.
Carrier.
But biologically, is Kate his mother, or would it be Vivian?
No, it's Kate.
Kate's eggs.
Okay, well, that means she's really had...
And Vivian hijacked them.
Oh, God. Well, that means she's had...
That's
three,
another nut, boy.
Remember
she
when the
had
whole...
three kids from, or four kids from three different dads.
Mm-hmm. They don't put her up on a high swing for it. I mean, you know,
everybody knows what she's about.
It wasn't funny, but it was weird. You know, when Vivian did the whole coffin storyline I believe, Carly. That was horrible. I hated that storyline.
Yeah.
You know, I put trapped in the coffin.
Yeah. Billy. Billy and Austin, yep.
Billy Austin and, you know, I mean, but Austin not coming back and just Carrie. I find that very interesting.
Yeah. Isn't he on another show?
No. As the returns, he got fired. He got fired.
Oh.
Well, that's shocking, then, that they didn't bring him back.
Yeah, isn't it? I'm like...
Just for an episode or two.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited to see Melissa Reeves back. I've always loved the character of Jennifer. And
wonder how Carrie feels that her mom pulled that crap.
Because Anna's her mom.
Right. You
and
know what?
Anna kidnapped Sydney, and she's a Brady, too.
I keep forgetting about Anna had Carrie because, you know, Marlena and Carrie were so close.
Yep.
And, you know, whatever. Oh, my God, that's going to be very interesting.
Yes.
I wasn't watching it back then.
You know,
I used to think Days was one of the worst soaps. I never watched it until recently, until after GH went south. Then I started watching it, you know, and it's...
Oh,
and it's,